The Don and Mike Building, 3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah. Will you have?
Yeah.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello!
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Will you have?
Hank, look around, cafe.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Digg.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Digg.
Hello?
Hello!
Are you ready for some football?
No, he's not retarded.
Hello?
Hello? Damn, damn, damn!
God, you're ugly. God, you're ugly.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you!
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your way.
Wait a minute. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, hi there.
Brother, what can I do to help you? Brother, what can I do to help you?
Winner!
I would rather do Saddam Hussein, but,
oh boy. Hello.
I'm Larry.
Hello. This universe has been around a long time, and it's going to be around a long time. And the nature of the beast. New York. My hometown, New York.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Guess who's late?
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
Where are you, dude?
I'm still at work, man. Okay? I'm trying to get there on time. But there's snow on the ground. It's snowing where I'm at.
Robert. Oh, there's
Robert,
no, there's snow.
I don't know about you, Rich, teetotaling,
Greg, you, Ezra there?
Would you stop it? Where are you at where there's snow? You're such
I'm
a liar.
McLean. You want me to take a picture of it?
You're in McLean, Virginia?
You want me to take a picture of it, pal?
Why don't you call your wife?
Hey, you call my wife?
Off the, no, I'm talking to Rob.
Rob's wife.
You know where Rob lives?
In or near
I didn't deliver her mail today.
You what?
I didn't deliver her mail today, but it's snowing where I'm at, pal.
Oh, yeah, hey, pal. Call your wife and ask her if it's snowing out there.
I don't have a wife.
I'm talking to Rob.
Hey, let me tell you something else.
Yes.
How dare you wait to the last day? Don't just put it on me like it's my fault.
Don't we always wait till the last day?
What
yeah.
What happened?
Punctuality.
Taylor was too busy to bump me today.
Punctuality is a virtue, Robert.
Punctuality. How about punctuality? You messing with me, Mike.
We always wait until the last day, Robert. It's our way.
No, you
yes,
don't.
We do. Yes, we do.
I had days off. Every other day this week, and you guys couldn't find time
well,
for me.
Excuse me. Every other day this
but
week
you know
would not be.
Done?
Hold on, Robert. Every other day this week would not be in Black History Month.
Last couple of weeks, you know what I mean. But you know what I'm going to do, fellas?
Last couple of weeks, we were very busy.
You know what I'm going to do for you, too?
We had Dave Price on the show from the CBS Weather Show. What, Robert?
What are you going
to
do for
I'm
going
to write a book. Because I tried to get there on time. I tried to get over the rainbow. But I couldn't.
So what? Robert, when are you going to be here?
I'm on my way, fellas.
Hold on.
My feet are wet. How about that?
And Robbie?
And I've had on the same socks for 2 days.
What's happening at your house? Geez.
My wife is choosing not to answer.
That's because she's locked up in the cellar.
Just can't get to the phone.
She's not locked up in the... Well, okay, she is locked up in the cellar.
You're on your...
I got great stories for you.
What's your ETA, Robert?
Give me a half hour.
Half hour?
A half hour.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I mean, like, you know what you're doing? Come on, brother. You know what you're doing?
Oh, man, help a brother.
Sorry to come on the show.
What?
What'd you say?
What?
You wait for everybody else.
No, we don't.
Come on, Don.
No, we don't,
you
know, Robert.
It's the last. I'm on my way, man.
Are you really on your way, Robert?
My position right now with the United States Postal Service is very precarious.
Oh, dear.
No trust.
Well, now, why is that, Robert?
Because I'll tell you when I get there.
Okay.
So I can't go out there and run up and down on the street. I have to be very careful because you might not be calling me Rob the Angry Mailman if I mess up.
Oh, so you're on the bubble?
This is drama.
Yeah, for real.
Wow. My drama.
Yeah, right, real.
That's bad.
Real post office drama. Ooh.
So probably about 20...
Okay, Newman.
About 29 minutes now?
You want me to tell you a story?
Yeah.
I messed up. I messed up.
What did you do?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you exactly what I did, but I messed up.
Wait, does it involve like 60 people's mail stacked up in your basement?
Sacks of mail?
No, it involves
steaming things open.
Hold on, Rob. Here's a call from from a lady in McLean. Her name is Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Doug.
Hi there.
Mike.
Hi there.
Robert, I'm in McLean right now, and it's barely snowing.
Hold on. Shut up, Robert. Let the white woman speak. What, Victoria?
Happy Black History Month, Dave, but it's not snowing, dude.
Hey, is it snowing out here?
No, it's
okay, I'll talk to another mailman who's white.
another mailman who's white.
Where are you? What city you are? Because it's not. It's not.
It's snowing, lady.
All right, get out of here. Thank you, Victoria.
Robert, it doesn't...
And not just because you're white.
It doesn't sound like you're leaving.
I punched out. I'm leaving the building as we speak.
Who did you punch out?
Well,
I understand. You did the thing with the time clock.
You always do this to me, Don. You always do this to me.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
The whole month.
That's right.
Why do you always do this to me?
Well, it's my fault.
Because I live to pin the black man down, Buzz.
You know, it's a shame.
Right.
It's a shame February isn't longer. We could have three more days.
You know what? Why don't we just make it a leap year? Let me come in tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, no, you can't change that now.
Hold on, here is...
We got the whole studio set up.
Here's Deborah in McLean. Deborah.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, Deborah. We're doing great, thank you.
I work next to the McLean Post Office.
Yeah?
I've seen Robert before.
Hey, yeah. Lucky lady. Yeah, baby.
It's slush. It has hardly snowed at all.
Please.
Please.
No, Robert, now this is two listeners.
Robert, are you driving right now, Robert?
I'm going to my car. I started up. And I guarantee you, I'm listening to JFK, the best station in D.C.
he's kissing.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
Hey, Mike.
Come on.
Yes,
hey, Mike.
Yes,
come on,
ma'am.
Hold on, Robert. The chick wants to talk to Mike. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Mike, how was the salmon last night?
The salmon was good. How do you know I had salmon last night?
You remember I told you about the crab legs?
Yeah.
Boy, your girlfriend's really, really cute.
You're creeping me out. You were the lady at the seafood stand.
Yeah, it's okay. Oh. I didn't say anything to anybody.
Well, you know, lady, if you're going to see me, say, just say hello.
You would want me to.
Do you think it was Mike's niece?
That's
No, she's cute, though. She really is.
But just say hi.
Yeah, she is. I'm sorry.
Don't
I didn't think you would
call me on the radio.
To.
No, what creeps me out is when people call me on the radio.
Oh,
say
no.
Hello.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Have a word.
And your restaurant really put me on my ass last weekend.
Okay. All right. Have a nice week.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That freaks me out.
I just got off with the National Weather Service, Robert, and there's a lot of snow on Half Truth Lane.
Hey, Rob.
Yes?
You watch your mouth, man.
Yes, done.
You're going to be rubbing my feet in a couple of minutes.
That's right. Now, hold on.
Hope you make it.
I thought you just wanted to move this to tomorrow.
What?
No, you can't do that, Robert. No, we have it set up.
Only thing, you know, I really want this, man. Only thing would make this better if he was in a Klan outfit. So I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, and I just dropped my cleaning off.
Hey, I wasn't looking for a Klan outfit over the weekend.
Hey, Robert, listen.
It's covered with snow.
Now, listen to me.
Are you in your car now, Robert?
I am my beautiful Yukon.
Okay, very serious. Very seriously. I hear you.
He's getting into it now.
We actually have a real show planned out today, and this was the time.
Who's that coming in today, Don? Who from the Midwest with the oddball story is going to take my place?
Somebody white?
Have you ever... Yes, someone white. You're right, Buzz.
Honestly, who makes the biggest pancake in Toledo?
How did he know?
He's a lightning rod.
Who it is?
I'm blocking. Robert, I'm C-blocking.
Here's the thing. No matter what it is, it could be, do not follow what's happening here.
Robert, we can't have you on today.
Do not follow. Hold on. Robert, I did not want to say this. I'm not going to stereotype and say that you are...
What, Don?
Robert?
Every time.
Robert?
And did you ask Robert? Somebody to eat my lasagna as a joke?
Robert?
What's up with that?
You are lazy, and you are late.
I got three jobs, bitch. I'm not lazy.
Right. But you are late.
I come out with the lazy talk.
You're late.
What was your question about the lasagna, Robert?
Yeah. I heard on the weekend that Don left the lasagna I bought in the hallway or something for like 3 weeks, and then someone had to eat it as a bet.
That's untrue.
No way.
The only reason I didn't eat the food that you sent because it's not on my diet.
You're dying. You look like
Jabba the
Hutt.
Now listen. All right, dude. You want to challenge me on my weight? You want to do that?
I'll run you. I'll jump you.
Oh, my God.
I'm young.
Well, of course you would. You're black. I'm white. Come on.
I'm still running.
Pardon me?
I tell you what, Don. Any challenge you want to put up, make it.
Okay, here's a challenge. Here's I've got the challenge for you.
Missionary.
I've got a challenge for you.
Okay.
We set up a bit with you for a month, and you show up on time.
Oh.
How about that for a challenge?
How many times have I been late to a bit? Be honest. Or lie like you usually do. Make it interesting.
Robert.
How many times have I not come through for you?
Robert?
Yes?
Robert, the whole studio is set up for your pedicure.
Do I support the show 110%?
And have we not supported you? Robert, did I or did I not bring in my copy of Black and Proud, Say It Loud? That's right, I brought that in. That's right. That's for you.
Can you hear the car?
What?
I'm going to put my phone out the window so you can
hear. No, I can hear you driving. You're driving your Yukon right now.
Robert, can you not appreciate a schedule?
I don't care if... I get off early today.
Okay, then...
I couldn't do it. Where's the comedian?
Where's the comedian?
What comedian?
Is there a comedian?
Oh, Howard? Yeah, Howard G? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was on time. He's waiting in the lobby.
He's already there?
He's waiting for you.
Yes, but the truth is, as much as we like Howard G, the segment does not work.
One foot at a time, man. You know, you don't need four black feet in there at once.
Robert, can I tell you something?
Need more lighting.
Now I'm going to be honest with you. Robert... You're the only Negro I trust.
Oh, God.
You're my only black friend.
You said about the Oscars. I know two colors won last night.
You're my only black friend. You're the only black friend I have.
The Xbox with because
I knew he'd go to the Xbox. I knew he'd go to the Xbox. Where are you now, Robert?
Listen, I'm 123 and... You know, hit the Beltway. Traffic is heavy, it's fog, it's slushy, and I'm in an accident trying to get there to have my goddamn feet rubbed for a goddamn bit.
You'll be here in no time because there's hardly any traffic.
You know, Robert, it's a pain in the ass.
Before I go over your house, man.
You know,
come on over, I'd love to have you.
If it's a pain in the ass, you know, you don't have to come in, no one's forcing you to. We like you, and you're welcome, but no one's forcing you to.
Done. I don't mind. I love to be made fun of.
Now, Robert, you're never made fun of.
Look, I got my bling bling black back.
You're never made fun of.
I ain't got my ears pierced for you.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you're nice. Robert, what will you be wearing today?
Postal uniform.
Postal uniform.
So you're going to get your pedicure, like, right after you've walked your route?
And I got the same socks on I had since yesterday morning.
Oh, that's good.
My shoes are wet. And I'm tired. I could use a white man's hands on my feet.
Yeah, I'll be you.
Oh. Yeah, you got a couple of soakers.
Oh, my God.
And my nails are hurting.
Your fingernails or your toenails?
Both.
Both.
I guess I'll have to do some digging.
Got any clear polish?
Clear polish. Yuck. What part are you looking forward to the most, Robert?
For him putting the cotton between the toes. I like white people with cotton.
Rob enjoyed that.
You know what I was looking forward to?
Yeah.
Starting this 11 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Why don't you talk about Chris Rock screwing up the Oscars some more?
Hey, listen.
He did.
I'm sorry if you can't. Okay, I'm glad we agree on that. He didn't screw it up. He was just.
But see, what he messed up was he should not have said the thing about the fags before the show started.
Yeah.
He should have said it at the show. No black people watching you tonight. Just faggots.
Right.
And that would have been funny.
Yes. Okay.
But then the controversy would have been today instead of Tom Sherrill saying it's lame.
Always an opinion from Robert.
It is an opinion. Got him.
I could dog Tom Sherrill, but I won't do that.
Because you're just not that type of guy.
No, you know me. I'm about peace.
That's right.
But like
you don't dog people, Robert.
Early. I tried.
Okay.
Well, I tried, man. And I'm sitting in traffic now. I'm worried.
All right.
I don't want the pit to fail.
Okay.
You know,
right.
I really
okay.
don't.
All right. Then I tell you what, you get your ass here, and you have to wait then, because I'll move things around. And
I appreciate it, Don.
That's okay. You owe me one.
You're a good man.
I know.
I would love to play on Xbox one day. What's going on tomorrow?
You know, we have to have Robert here today. Even, you know, just having him on the phone has kind of cemented that.
I got an opinion on Black History Month.
You do?
What's your
name?
Yeah,
I officially hate it.
You officially hate Black History?
Why? I don't hate it.
Why?
Why?
Because I live Black History. I am Black History, goddamn.
You're making history.
I don't need a month to celebrate.
See when you get here. Okay.
I justify my existence.
Okay, see when you get here.
Somebody made peanut butter. Come on, now.
I love
it. The traffic light. Or crack cocaine, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, Rob, what's going on?
My wife did
George Carver.
She chose to call me back. It is a sprinkling rain. And the streets are clear in McLean.
Ah, very good.
Well, it's McLean. Of course, we're going to keep their streets clean.
I believe we're at the tail end of our blizzard.
Yeah.
Hey, it was snowing bad. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, get out of here, Robert.
Don't lie about that.
It was snowing real bad, man.
It's one thing for you to be late, and that's okay. But come on, there's nothing wrong with the roads. It's not snowing outside.
They blew it.
You know how we are on ice, Don. I'm kind of scared, you know.
Listen, Robert.
Drive-bys I can deal with, but snow...
No, listen.
That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. No, listen. It's not like someone threw you in a swimming pool, okay? I mean,
So I know the deep end got my name at the bottom.
They're all coming out now.
I know Don got a ton of jokes. Him and Rob were laughing at Chris Rock. Look at that. He ain't the funny black man no more.
That's right. It was Don and Rob relishing
exactly
in the failure of Chris Rock.
This is fantastic.
Billy Crystal to come back.
That's right, because I'm such a big Billy Crystal fan.
Sure.
You know that.
Steve Martin.
Hey, listen, dude. I gave up on him.
Yeah.
He sucks. You're right. Everybody's right about that. Steve is dead.
I didn't even watch him. I was at work last night.
Well, maybe by now they'll get the right host to the Oscars.
And that would be?
Tom Bergeron? Yes.
You know, he's talented.
Hosts Hollywood Squares, America's Funniest Videos.
I never watched that.
White.
Sorry.
White guy.
He's at work.
He's very white.
Yeah. He's about as
white. Very white.
Tragically
he's
white.
Very white.
Very, very.
He's very white.
Did you like Ray?
Ray the movie?
Ray Stevens?
Rob, you know, Rob told me something in the office. Rob, you have to be honest. Tell Robert what you told me in the office.
I thought it was excellent.
Oh, hey, Don, but I do have to agree with you. That Napoleon Dynamite was the funniest crap I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite.
It was great, man. Just the guy himself. And then you left out the best part about the sister.
Yeah, the sister was
great.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yep.
The sister was funny, man.
Robert, where are you at now with all this talk?
I'm
you should be
on
here.
The Beltway, looking at other people looking at me.
Okay, we'll see you when you get here. We'll move things around. All right.
Bye.
See you, bye.
Bye, Robert.
Who is he?
Well, he Robert, the angry mailman.
Sounds like he's making progress.
Yeah. Coming in for his foot rub.
Good. But, you know, we get concerned when he talks about the snow, too. Come on.
And Howard G., the Kiss My Bumper guy, he'll be getting a pedicure at the same time.
Manicure, Don.
I'm sorry. It's Robert getting the pedicure.
Yeah.
Howard G. that's getting the manicure.
Absolutely. It's crazy, but we're here.
Do this. Scoop. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Scoop.
What's up, man?
Scoop Doggy Dog. Hello, Scoop.
What's happening?
Hey, nothing.
What's
happening?
You tell us.
What's going on? It's Black History Month. I don't hear no blacks on there yet.
Yeah, well, we're waiting.
Now.
I got a deal for you, though. This is what you should have done. And see, you need to hire me. I can get you some brothers. Y'all talk about brothers don't like the NASCAR. If you got Willie T. Ribs, he would have let you know how it went down. You remember Willie T. Ribs?
No. The name escapes me.
Well, so I have Buzz get on that computer. I have Rob use that big head of his to look up one of the best NASCAR races in the history of the world.
Really?
Okay,
Willie T.
I'm not making that up.
Okay, all right,
I'm not
Scoop.
Making that up.
Thank you. Okay, bye, Scoop.
Bye bye.
Is it Willie T. Ribbs?
This is the best I can make out.
One of the best NASCAR drivers in history.
Black history rolls.
Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some people say we got a lot of
none. Even John says it's time to scale back the groaners. Hi, Mike.
Hi, there you go. Hey, Jay, looking for the high mic thing. Okay.
I'm still... creeped out about a lady following me into the fish market.
We got a contest here. Thanks to Hooters and Hooters Air, we're giving away a Hooters Air flyaway. Catch all the best hoops action in the town with the world-famous Hooters girls. Call 1-888-FLY-HOOT or go to HootersAir.com for flights. What we're giving away here is a Hooters flyaway. To anywhere Hooters Air flies.
Very cool.
Hooters Air flies, which is all good cities. Myrtle Beach,
yep.
Florida, every place where the weather's good.
Absolutely.
Unlike here. Now, what we're going to do is have a Black History Month contest.
All right.
Good.
Here's the deal, but please, no fakers.
Yeah, really, this is the honor system. We will be relying on the honor system.
Now, what we're looking for is a white guy that sounds black,
mm-hmm.
or... a black guy that sounds white.
But now, you're not looking for fake people tweaking it up. You're looking for people that talk that way all the
time.
It's
got to be a naturally occurring phenomenon. And I'll tell you, for instance, for the white thing, I would go with someone like, not Eminem, but I know you've seen people like that.
The guy on American Idol.
Perfect example.
The big fat guy on American Idol.
Yo, yo, wait, what's up, dog?
Absolutely.
I'm up here doing this for you. Yeah, yo, yo, yo. And conversely,
mm-hmm.
how about Lester Holt?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Today Show.
Okay.
I'm Lester Holt.
So we're doing an opposite thing.
Yes, now.
All right.
So if you're a brother, and people tell you that you sound white,
mm-hmm.
you want to call now. If you're a whitey and people tell you that you sound like a brother,
right.
you want to call now.
Yes.
But if you want to just call with a, hello there, where am your, that's not going to cut
we're
it.
We're not accepting
that's
that.
That's not going to cut it today on this final day of Black History Month.
And we're not going to judge it, right? Are we judging it?
Well, either Robert or Howard were going to,
mm-hmm.
but being as we're going to wait on them, I think Buzz will judge.
Buzz will be the judge, fair enough. Buzz will be the final arbiter here.
Right, because Buzz is probably the least prejudiced of any of us, isn't he?
He's the most tragically white.
There you go.
I think that's what he is.
And I'm kidding.
That's
he's
right.
He's a gigantic bigot.
No,
I mean, he's
not true.
We call Rob.
He's the real Big Otto.
Yeah, we call Rob Big Otto, but really, Buzz.
Oh, absolutely.
Look at Buzz.
I can get testimony from
Buzz.
Buzz. That's
God.
Not true.
See, that's the thing with Buzz. Mm-hmm. Buzz couldn't. Well, I don't want to say you couldn't hate, because I'm sure. I mean, I've had conversations with you about your wife. I know you can hate.
I get angry about things.
But you're so even tempered.
I try.
And you do. You know, you bastard, you do give most people the benefit of the doubt.
I can't help myself.
You stupid son of a bitch. I don't know why you do it, but it works out for you.
It does, Mark.
So when we come back, Buzz will be... Oh, and Buzz will try with... Here we go. We'll give you a sample of this.
Good.
Okay? Here's some guy named Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, what up, fellas?
All right, now, see, this would be a guy who does not appear to be faking it. He's just, and Buzz, let's just engage him in some conversation. How are you anyway?
Doing splendid, thanks.
Okay. Charlie, are you a white guy or a black guy?
Well, what do you think?
I think you're a white guy.
So do I, yeah.
Last I looked, I was.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that was not splendid.
No, not thick enough.
That
worked too well with him.
Splendid might be the giveaway.
Splendid.
It's splendid. So you get what we're looking for.
Please.
Kind of an opposite.
Yeah.
So but only if it's unnaturally occurring.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the way you talk all the time.
Yeah, don't put on the
not
show
tweak it up. Don't do an impression.
Right.
Don't do that.
Gotta Fred be ready.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In Virginia, a stop-and-go situation awaits you if you're traveling southbound 95, a standstill leaving the Beltway. You'll find it slow off and on to 123. Searching for a new job? Before logging on to a job search website at work, take a moment and chew it over with a Twix. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, free FM 106.7 WJFK.
You don't have to break the bank for dinner tonight. Get two fresh value meals at Subway for only $8.99 after 4 p.m. Get two 6-inch subs, two 21-ounce drinks, and two bags of chips for only $8.99. Subway, eat fresh.
You've waited all year for the best deal, and now they're finally here with Keep It Simple Pricing. And now, during the final days of Keep It Simple Pricing, we're making it easier for you to save even more. So get moving and grab a great deal on a great new ride. Drive home a 2006 F-150 regular cab, originally priced at $20,100, but now with the Simple Plan price, buy one for only $15,629. That's a savings of $44.71 off MSRP. Or choose a 2006 Ford Explorer XLS, originally priced at $29,400. But now with the Simple Plan price, buy one for less than $25,000. That's a savings of more than $4,400 off MSRP. So hurry up and get down to your local Ford dealer, because these offers end January 3rd. Offers vary by models, include cash back, and may require Ford credit financing. Availability varies by dealer. Prices exclude tax, title, and registration fees. See participating dealer for details.
I've got a little suggestion for Geico. This will only take a minute.
Geico Auto Insurance. This is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm calling about your website.
Yes, sir.
Kind of ironic, isn't it? I'm calling you on the phone about your website.
Yes, it is ironic.
Listen, I think Geico.com is great. You know how you can get a free rate quote and do everything else online? Fantastic. I just have one small suggestion.
Uh-huh.
I love the .com part.
Okay.
Oh, that's perfect. You know, don't change that. But the Geico part,
mm-hmm.
That's a little wimpy.
Really?
I think so. Try this on for size. Are you sitting down, Cheryl?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. Big, brawny, manly, insurancemachine.com. Huh? What's that? Okay, sleep on it. We'll talk.
Want to save money and time on your car insurance? You'll find Geico.com pretty exciting. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, Don, said, let's go, let's go. You heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in, and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual.
The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
The winter sale ends soon. 18 Washington, D.C. area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Right now, if you post your resume on Monster.com, you're twice as likely to land the job you're looking for. Think about it. Every day, employers search Monster.com looking for talented, qualified people just like you. But they can't find you if you don't post your resume. So post it today, and you'll double your chances of finding the right job. Or better yet, having the right job find you. Plus, with helpful tips and advice, Monster.com is your one-stop career resource center. So go to Monster.com, post your resume, and get the job. Monster.com. Today's the day. Right now, Monster.com is awarding over $100,000 during the Monster Mondays giveaway. Enter to win by posting your resume on Monster.com. Not only could you win big, you could find the job that's right for you. No purchase or resume post necessary to enter. Open U.S. residents 21 and older. Promotion ends 1/30/06. Full rules and details available at Monster.com. Comscore Networks Incorporated custom research 1005 shows that Monster users who posted a resume were twice as likely to get the job than Monster users who didn't post.
If you're a regular listener, you know I hate to spend money, especially when I can get the item free. I'm referring to extended warranties. For years, I've purchased extended warranties for my cars, but now there's a better way to get extended coverage, and it's absolutely free. It's the BG Protection Plan, and it covers major lubricated parts up to 7 years or 150,000 miles. Simply have your BG flushes performed according to the terms on the BG Protection Plan, and you're covered. Then enjoy the hundreds or thousands you've saved. Let's face it, you have to perform regular preventive maintenance to keep an expensive traditional warranty in effect. And those same BG services get you a free BG warranty. The BG Protection Plan. I'm in. How about you? For details in a nearby participating shop, call 800-327-8883 or on the internet, bgfindashop.com. BG Products, always your best choice.
For empty nesters who want to look fly. For the I want to look like I play soccer mom. For the fellow turning 40 who wants the waistline he had when he was 26. For anyone who wants to put on ski pants and change their name to Jean-Claude. For all of you, there's Sport and Health Clubs. The place with people like you, for people like you. Someone to help you learn the equipment, it's yours. The step class minus the Stepford Wives, yours. A plan you love in July as much as January, all yours. So join Sport and Health Clubs, and soon you'll be taking up that second career as a healthy, fit person with a bounce in their step. Sport and Health Clubs, it's yours. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS or visit sportandhealth.com for a free pass to any of our 26 locations, including the perfect club for you.
Get a jump start on your New Year's resolution. Join Sport and Health Clubs by December 31st for a $0 enrollment fee and save up to $200.
Everybody knows that after Christmas is one of the best times to find great deals, and that's true here at Mattress Discounters.
That's Lisa Evans. Mattress Discounters is giving away free pillow top mattress sets worth over $350.
During our buy one, get one free event.
Until tomorrow night at 9, when you buy any famous name queen or king set at any Mattress Discounters store,
we'll give you a pillow top twin set absolutely free.
And if you don't need a second mattress,
we'll give you $200 of free comfort cash.
Use your comfort cash to buy anything you want in the store.
But that's not all. We also give you no interest and no payments for a full year.
No down payment, no interest, and pay nothing until 2007. Call 1-800-BUY-A-BED for all the details.
Mattress Discounter's huge New Year's double offer ends tomorrow night at 9.
Have a good night's sleep on us.
Mattress Discounter's New Year's sale ends tomorrow. Don't miss buy one, get one free savings plus free financing. No down payment, no interest, and pay nothing until 2007. Call 1-800-BUY-A-BED.
This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by GMRI.
This is Larry Michael with Sonny Jurgensen on Redskins radio. The Skins are headed to the playoffs, Sonny, after a 5-6 start. Did you think they'd win five straight?
No. I didn't, to be very honest. I did not think so, but the coaches met with them. They met with the veteran players, told them then, we can't afford another loss. If we do, we're going to be out. And they took it upon themselves to come together, and they got on the five-game winning streak.
Redskins at Tampa Bay Saturday. Pregame starts at 1 on Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
GMRI, a Sun Microsystems iForce partner, focuses on your technical and engineering needs by providing both pre-sale and post-sale support. Professional football players maintain peak performance through strenuous daily workouts. Ensure that your Sun Microsystems hardware maintenance program is up to date by simply picking up the phone and calling the GMRI Sun Technology team at 800-232-4671 or visit them on the web at gmri.com. Check their website for career opportunities and score extra points when you join their winning team.
Introduces the next hit series from the producers of Laguna Beach, Roller Girl.
Well, you can
meet Misconduct, Punky Bruiser, and Jailbait. They're crashing into Monday night.
Lunatic is broken through the pack.
I don't have a problem with authority. I just have a problem with people telling me what to do.
I have a problem with other girls' boyfriends.
Roller Girl, a new spin on drama.
I swear I didn't think it was going to be this good.
Premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on A&E.
I just want to roller skate.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
WJFM 106.7 WJFM.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now, for those of you who are visiting from Germany,
Einzelflügen sie rufen die Harlen, die Harten, die Einlügen belegen der Hund. Oh, Roden, der Harte gehen zu geht, geboten, verloten, gesein, gehöbeligen. Es wird ungedüten, düdige, popfammerige, fast eingeschüten. Es gelösen, hinter den Großen, hinter den Schweinhunde, und nur ein bisschen Rasbrötchen, gestoppt und geheiger, gehügeler, gehügeler, der vier gesein, die Algorithmen, und Deutschland, wie Deutschland, wie Deutschland, Sieg,
oh! Oh, dear.
Oh, John. Oh, Don, baby, how's it going?
You're an idiot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Here we go.
Once again, a black man.
We don't know for sure. We're going to have people on the telephone. White people who sound black people who sound white. Someone wins the first of the five Hooters vacations we're giving away this week. Oh, and you can fly to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. ATL, I'd love Atlanta. Now, here's one if you win this. Unless there was someone in your family who was sick. Why would you go to Columbus, Ohio? But it's your choice.
Right. Go to Columbus. Oh, look who just walked in.
Robert here?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Robert just got here.
You arrived? A little late now. We're into something else right now.
So Columbus, what is it? Isn't there some kind of Hall of Fame in Columbus?
It's Canton.
Canton football.
Yeah. But Mike.
Columbus, Ohio State.
Hooters Air now flies to Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby. What's more fun than flying out to Vegas with Hooters?
Yeah. Also Denver and Pittsburgh. Let's go to these lines and let's just see what's happening. Where's that music? Hold on. Oh, we got both. Hold on, we've got this is the what's happening. That's what's happening. And this is the one for Robert Mailman and Howard G.
Right.
Put your pants up.
That's right.
Say it loud.
Black and proud. Here we go. Here's Ken in Buffalo, New York on WBUF. Hello, Ken.
Hey, what's up, Don?
And Mike and Buzz.
And Mike and Buzz.
Are you calling to participate in the contest?
Yes, I am.
All right. Are you a black guy?
Yes, I am.
You do sound like a white man.
I had that from you guys. I called Cinco de Mayo, mm-hmm. and Robert and whoever it was turned me off. And
You know, I was ready to dismiss this guy immediately for sounding so white. It really was. Let me see. What can I ask you?
Questions are irrelevant because, you can just tell right away.
Well, I could ask.
The way the guy sounds.
I could ask, what's your favorite song by Jay-Z?
Jay-Z? That would be Lucifer.
How does that one go?
I can't do it. It's actually done kind of in Spanish, and I don't want to do that.
Okay.
It's off the Black Album.
All black albums. How long have you been black?
36 years.
And what's it like being black in Buffalo?
It's a little difficult, actually.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Huh. Now, people that make a big deal about the way you talk or anything like that? Or is it...
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, the guy just now at work just said the exact same thing you guys are talking about.
Was it a white guy saying that or a black guy?
No, it was a black guy.
A black guy giving you... Now, did they give you a hard time or what?
Well, he was giving me a hard time because I walked in and I guess I asked him for change for a dollar or something.
And give us an example of somebody giving you a hard time.
Well, actually, here's an example. I called a radio station, a different radio station local here for something else.
What station was it?
BLK.
Okay.
93.7.
Black. BLK.
Exactly.
Okay. Right? What happened?
Hello, Dan.
Well, what happened was I called to answer a trivia question they had, and when I called in, the DJ just had a great deal of fun with me, laughing and talking about the fact that I didn't sound black, and that my entire family had been listening. And they called me up and started agreeing with this guy.
So your family doesn't sound this way?
No.
And if you wanted to work it up for that DJ or for us, could you?
Work it up?
Yeah, a bit more of an accent, perhaps.
Yeah, I could.
That's why Buzz is good for this game. All right, go ahead. Let's hear it. Turn it on.
On demand is kind of hard.
yeah, I suppose so. Talk to us about music. What kind of music you like? And
Oh, music. Well, first of all,
but pretend we're black DJs.
Oh, okay. Yo, check it. I kind of really dig Jay-Z right now, but right now I'm trying to get away from Jay-Z, moving into more of the Erykah Badu.
It cracks me up. It's hard for you to do this.
Yeah,
it really is.
That's the funny thing right there.
That's pretty good.
Hold on, Ken. Hold on. We'll keep you as a finalist. That's pretty good. Ken, here is Scott in Maryland. Hello, Scott.
How you doing?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Sorry,
how are your chance to win $1 million?
All right, Scott.
That's good, Mike.
What?
I didn't hear what you said, Don. What did you say?
What are you supposed to be, white or black?
I'm supposed to be black.
All right, okay. Here is Steve in Chocolate City, D.C.
Ken laughs at him.
Steve. Hello, Steve.
Steve, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Oh, not much, man. What's going on?
So you must be a white guy sounding black?
I guess I'm a white guy. I'm white. Today I'm white, yeah.
No, come on. We're just trying to figure out. We're doing this little contest, the opposite
thing.
Are
you a brother?
Hey, I just want to win them tickets, man.
Yeah, but hold on.
I'm a white guy. I'm a white guy.
You're a white guy. Okay. A white guy that people tell you sound black.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right.
Sometimes. Just say yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
And your name is what, Steve?
Steve, yeah.
All right, Steve. What do you do?
When he has a little less energy, he sounds.
I measure for blinds. I measure for window treatments and blinds.
What do blind people have to do with this?
Not thick enough.
Thanks for playing Racial Reverso.
Racial Reverso.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Because we have to get a commercial break in here.
Uh-huh.
Or we're never going to get the stuff with Robert on.
Very good.
And all the lines are open. Oh, and Greg Edger is on the telephone
right
now.
Oh, yes. Greg, Greg, you there?
Greg.
I am, but I can barely hear you guys.
Oh, sorry, but I don't know what that could be. Greg Snow.
Yeah.
Greg, we got a message from, what was it, Josh?
Yeah, Josh had to cover him for us.
Josh had to come in and cover
him. And the note said that Greg is snowed in.
Yeah, I called in, but I didn't say I was snowed in.
What did you say, Greg?
I just said I'm not coming in.
And why weren't you coming in today to work?
Why do you care?
Greg, normally I wouldn't care, and I don't give a rat's ass. It's just that the note that Josh passed on to us said he had to come in to run the board for the Stern show this morning.
Because you were snowed in.
Because you were snowed in.
That's the comedy angle of all this,
Greg. You know, we don't care how many freaking days you take off. But the note didn't say, I don't feel like coming in or I don't feel good. It said, I'm snowed in. And, dude, there was no snow.
Right. Okay, well, I didn't say I was snowed in. And
well, why would... If you didn't say...
It's not like Josh had to come in. He was already coming in.
Let's get Josh on the phone.
Show.
Let's get Josh on the phone.
So the snow was Josh's spin on it.
Yeah.
Not yours.
All right, Greg.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I thought it was going to get worse once I was there.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't want to be snowed in at JFK.
Ah.
Okay. That's the deal.
All right, so you did mention it to him. At least somehow, from you, the thought got back that you were snowed in. I mean, we don't care if you have the day off or not.
Snow related. No, please enjoy the
snow
day.
Snow related.
Right.
Right, okay.
Right.
Bye, Greg.
All right, later.
Will you make it in tomorrow, Greg?
I don't know. I know you guys will keep tabs. So,
all right, sure. See you later, Greg.
Greg, you were hoping for a bigger snowstorm.
I kind of was.
Like we all were.
It kind of did suck. I felt a little bad, but hey.
Not bad enough to come in, though.
Nah.
Okay,
good for you. All right,
bye, Greg.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. He's all indignant. He's all defensive at the beginning, and then he just goes,
yeah.
Well, I kind of thought we'd get more.
Whatever.
The truth ekes out. Yeah, Josh spun it.
Hold on. Yeah. Here's one more we have to talk to before the break. Continuing this game, Buzz.
Yes.
The National Black History Month day here is Ray Ray. Oh, excuse me, Racial Reverso. Ray Ray.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What's going on with y'all?
How you doing?
I'm straight.
Straight. So obviously you're a white guy that people say sounds black?
Yeah, they tell me that all the time. My mom gets on me because I talk black all the time, too.
Now, is this natural?
Yeah, well, I guess so. I mean, I guess it's the people I hang out with is the way I thought, you know?
So this is the way you talk all the time?
Yeah.
Do you talk this way? If you're talking to a boss, a priest, a parent, anybody.
Stereotype right there. Oh, you better talk white, Clancy. You're talking to the priest now.
Right.
I mean, my mom gets on me all the time.
Your mom?
Like, what does your mom say to you?
Well, she just told me, Ray, you gotta stop talking like that. You know, you're white, you gotta start acting white, but
yeah, I mean, right there I heard the white.
Yeah, the white came through when he was acting like his mother.
He did that on purpose. He was imitating his mom.
I let him go.
You did?
Yeah.
I think he could have been a finalist.
He was a genuine white guy who sounds black for whatever reason.
Well, we've only got 14 other lines full of guys.
That surprises me.
Let me get back to this because Black History Month will be celebrated today on the show in the next break. Robert Mailman is here.
Yeah.
Rob's giving him a pedicure. Howard G is here. Joyce will be giving him a manicure.
Very good.
Nice.
On the air. But first, we're going to give away the Hooters trip today, playing whatever it is. What's the name of it?
Racial Reverso.
Racial Reverso.
Hello, here is Chris. Hi, Chris.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
And there's obviously a white. See, the point of this is we're trying to find naturally occurring phenomenons where white guys sound like brothers or where brothers sound like white guys.
And y'all don't think I sound like a brother?
Now you're pushing it too much.
All right. I mean, that first guy from Buffalo, we've still got him on the line.
He might be the finalist.
Not bad. Here's Walter. Hello, Walter.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Okay, Walter, what's happening?
Oh, you got it. Tell me something good.
Tell you something good?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Now, you're a white guy that sounds like a brother, and people tell you that all the time?
All the time.
Right. Sorry. Just not thick enough.
Disqualified for quoting Chaka Khan.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Larry.
Hey, how's it going?
Now, see, this is what's great about this. Some of these guys, it's hard to figure out at first.
We don't know. I don't know right now.
Black pretending to be white pretending to be black, but again, it comes naturally, so pretending is not the right word.
Pretending is not that you just sound, you sound like a brother or you sound like a white guy.
So, Larry?
Yeah.
What's your story?
Well, I'm a black guy, and I always get this, hey, you sound white, but, I'm just... I think I sound black.
Michael Jackson tonight.
So you think you sound black, but other people tell you you sound white?
Exactly. You know, at work on my voicemail,
yes.
I have friends that call in from Detroit, and they say, are you sounding white? When I said,
looking for it. Larry.
Michael Jackson tonight.
You know, what is
that? I'm Larry.
There it is.
Hello. Michael Jackson tonight, okay, probably yes. Michael Jackson tonight.
I can't find I'm Larry from the corner. It's been moved. I'm screwing up the show with my Larry King tapes.
We were just trying to find a Larry tape.
Larry.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, this guy, Larry, he's a brother who sounds white. Is he as good naturally as the other brother who sounds white?
No, I don't think so. Not quite as white sounding as Ken.
All right, Larry.
I'm Larry of the corner.
There it is.
There goes Larry. But I get it.
You're gone.
Thank you, Larry.
You're out.
All right.
Here is Vince. Hello, Vince. Don and Mike show.
What up, fellas? How we doing today?
How are you? Your name is Vince?
My name is Vince from D.C.
All right, Vince from D.C. What do you do, Vince?
I work in a movie theater.
Are you a white guy that people say sounds like a brother?
Yes, sir.
You sound, maybe like you, we need to ask you a question.
Well, it sounds like you're pushing it a little bit right now.
Do you have a lot of black friends, Vince?
I have many.
And
I have many white friends as well, but they're kind of just like me.
They also talk as well.
Yeah, I mean, I went to high school in Capitol Heights, right outside of D.C., and hung around all black people. I was like one of the 10 white people up in there. So, I mean, what can you do?
What can you do?
He's out.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? Here's a guy named Bert. Hello, Bert.
Hello, gentlemen.
That's to tell the truth. We just don't know.
Hi there, Bert. And how are you on this fine last day of the month?
I'm enjoying Black History Month, and I'd like to challenge the Buffalo caller.
All right, now, are you a brother who people say sounds white?
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay, good. Let's see. First time. Well, I guess the way that we would find out if they're really what they say there, you'd have to come down to the ID or something. We'd have to make sure before we send out money.
We'd profile them is what we do.
Yeah,
absolutely,
you,
yes.
That's what
we'd participate in profiling for contest prizes.
So, Bert.
Yes, sir.
That was that your real name?
Yes.
Now, Bert, why the hesitation there? Short for something?
Short for something, yes.
Like what?
Herbert.
Herbert. That's right.
Now, hold on.
Sir, we had a guy named Walter. Don't feel bad.
Yeah, but what brother gets named Herbert, though?
Oh, but it happens.
I'm sure it happens.
And
I can't think of a famous black guy named
Herbert.
Herb. Hold on. Herb Adderley played for the Packers.
Bingo.
I guess so. Peaches and Herb. Okay.
No.
All right. Now.
Herb, you talked this way all your life?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
And you'd like to challenge our friend from Buffalo?
Would you?
Yes, I would.
Peaches and Herbert.
Peaches and Herbert.
That's my favorite man.
All right. Hold on. Hold on a second. We'll keep you in. Here's
Herbert's possible.
Let's see. Here is. I love it when girls play the game. Here's Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi. How are you guys?
Tina, are you a black girl who talks like a sister, or a sister who talks like a white girl?
Well, actually, I'm a sister who talks like a white girl, I've been told.
Yeah. And your friends tell you this?
Yeah, I actually work for a company who has to do, like, cold calling and things, and I a lot of times have to call a lot of, like, inner-city people.
Right. Yeah.
And they say, oh, like if the like little kid answers up, they're like, oh, mommy, some white lady's on the phone. And then when they come in to see me and they realize, no, I'm here to see Miss Tina, I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Okay. All right, then, Tina, do you, when you let your hair down with your girlfriends, do you speak blacker?
Sometimes if I've been drinking, I was just thinking, like, I heard you ask that guy if he could, like, kick it up or put it on. Like, I can't really put it on. I sound like I'm a white girl kind of.
I think we have to put Tina in the final.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If I got you drunk, you might.
I think it's, you know, I don't know. We'll listen to a couple more, but between Ken and Tina, we've got some pretty strong finalists.
Absolutely.
Here's Matt. Hello, Matt.
What's up, guys?
This is Matthew.
That's why.
Yeah, today.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bye, Jamie Kennedy. See you later. I've seen that movie, Malibu's Most Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, what's going on?
See, after a while, they're funny, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
We get two or three who really are good.
Michael, you're white?
I hung up on him.
Oh.
Here's Dwayne.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Dwayne, are you a brother?
I'm actually both. I'm actually black and white.
You're black and white.
Right. Yeah.
Unless you were speaking Spanish, you're just all about
it. Correct. Victor, did we talk to Victor?
I don't think so.
You haven't.
Victor.
No.
Hello, Victor.
How are you?
Victor.
Victor, are you a brother that people say sounds white?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Victor, why don't you tell us...
Tell us something about yourself, Victor.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I'm black. I was raised in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Sorry,
disqualified.
Sound black?
Yes.
Sound black.
Yeah. Now, we're still
out to a good start.
We're still trying to find our best white person that sounds black.
I know why.
We're a black person who sounds white.
Well, we've got three, right?
We
have Ken and Tina, who both are black. And I think that's what we should do. That should be the main question. We should take the pressure off of ourselves and say, tell us something about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll try a couple more here, and then we'll just give it to Ken or Tina.
Okay.
They're both good.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jason.
Jason, tell us about yourself.
I'm from Colorado, grew up in New Jersey. Now I go to school down in Baltimore.
And you're a white guy?
No.
You're a black guy that people say sounds white?
Yes.
They're lying to you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Lada. I was calling to see if...
Turn your radio down,
honey.
Turn
it down.
Does it count if, like, my husband's mixed black and white?
No, I understand. As Rob has died for us to say so many years on the show, please, no mix. It's the best mix.
Well, do we have two finalists or three finalists? Did we lose the guy from Buffalo?
He hung up.
Really?
I still have Ken from Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
And Tina from Maryland.
Okay, so the one guy hung up, but we've got two.
We need a white guy who sounds black, and the problem, we keep disqualifying them because it's annoying.
Okay, here's Vernon. Vernon?
Hey, how are you, Don and Mike?
Hi, Vernon. You're a brother that sounds white?
Yes, I am.
Tell us something about yourself.
I was born in Key West, Florida. I'm a bass player in a rock band. And I sell insurance, and I've been told quite often and mistakenly that I sound that I'm white.
Can you tell me this? Can you name all of the cast members of Friends?
I don't watch Friends at all.
Oh, see, that might have won it for you. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me ask that of Ken in Buffalo. Ken?
Yes, sir.
Can you name all the cast members on Friends?
The character names or their actual names?
The character, or either one.
You can do the character names.
Whatever. I can do character names. There's Monica with Courtney Cox. got Phoebe.
You don't
Joey.
Know. Yeah.
Chandler, Ross, and I can't think of what the other girl's name is.
Okay, now. Tell me everything you know about the Parkers.
Parkers. I don't know their names, but I know that there's the heavyset woman who's the mother, her daughter, her white best friend, and the black guy, and then the professor that she chases all the time.
You know, here's the thing. Here's why I like this guy.
Who the hell are the Parkers?
Mike, the Parkers are on UBN.
Good for you, Don. Very good.
And wonderful guy. What I love
your chronic TV viewing comes in handy.
What I love about this is that this guy, Ken, the brother from Buffalo, not so good about, coming up with everything about Friends, right about the black show.
Yeah.
Kind of in the dark.
But he had somebody have the info.
Yeah, he did. All right, hold on just a second, please. Tina.
Yes.
Baby.
Hello.
Tina, let me think of another. Hey, Rob?
Yeah?
What's one of your favorite shows?
What's my favorite show?
I'm just trying to get up with the
white. Little House on the Prairie.
something current.
I know, something current.
Something current.
Walker.
What?
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walker, Texas Ranger. Yeah, that's a good question. Tina, have you ever watched Walker, Texas Ranger?
I have to say yes to that question.
Yes, and can you tell us the star of that show?
That's good.
Yes.
Who is it?
Oh, I said the S word.
Yeah, all right, we hit the button. Don't worry, we hit the button. We're okay.
What is his name? I know he sings the theme song too, and he does that.
Right.
Like that Bosex type thing too.
That's right. But if only you know his name.
Not Bronson.
No.
No, you're so close.
Yes. I am. And he's the martial arts guy. You're the beginner of this, yeah.
She knows. He's the martial arts guy.
Hold on. If Ken's got it, I'm going to give him the prize. Ken, do you know the guy?
Of course, it's Chuck Norris.
Yes.
Congratulations, Ken.
Ken?
Yes, sir.
Ken, you're the big wiener.
Excellent.
And Ken?
Once again, a black man.
There he is. Ken, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've won the Hooters Flyaway. Catch all the best Hoots action in town with the world famous Hooter Girls. Call 1-800-FLY-HOOT or go to HootersAir.com for flights.
Tina's still trying to participate in the game.
Hey, Tina?
Yes?
Tina?
Yes.
You didn't win the trip.
I know, that's okay.
But, honey, you do get the $20 Tower Records gift card. Tower Records. And TowerRecords.com. Everything worth hearing is here. And thank you for listening, both of you.
Oh, I absolutely love you guys. Okay. Thanks so much.
Stop by for a drink.
Okay.
Yo, yo.
I'll come in for the Absinthe show.
Yes, you're invited.
Yo, come in for the Thunderbird show. Thank you. Hold on a second. Well, that was... There were too many people on the phone for that.
Yes, a lot of people participated.
They got like 8,000. Where were these people? There's all these women now in the line. Michelle?
Yes.
Yeah, we're done with this already, Michelle. But what way would you have played it, honey?
What way would I have played it?
Yes. Are you white or black?
I'm black.
And people tell you sound white?
Yes, they do.
Okay. They're lying to you.
We have a winner.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the last day.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, now look at this.
It is our theme today.
Look at this. Yeah, how can Robert the Mailman complain all day when we've not been yelling at weathermen? And incidentally, some of the weathermen we've been yelling at are brothers.
Yeah.
So it has been a total Black History Day on the show.
Absolutely.
When we come back.
You hear that, Clay?
We'll celebrate with Robert the Angry Mailman getting a pedicure from Rob, and a famous comedian, Howard G., will be getting a manicure from the lady at Reflections of You Salon and Spa. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
On the Adams.
Philadelphia at Springfield. Watch out there. Three car pileup. It's over to the right shoulder, but delays are adding up quickly. Contact Day and Night Flu Therapy relieves nasal congestion while reducing fever to chills and even body aches. Contact knocks out every kind of cold symptom. I'm Michelle Keys on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Introducing the new Keno Sprinkler Promotion. Play now through January 15th for a chance to double or triple your winnings. The Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play.
Broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building, 3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
EB from the Junkies here for Best Buy. I've told you I routinely go to Best Buy several times a month, but during the holidays, you might find me at the Best Buy in Rockville two or three times a week. I love the place. If you didn't get what you really wanted this year, Best Buy is just the place for you. They have all the stuff you love, including the greatest MP3 players you love, like the hot iPods. You can take your music anywhere. Shocker, my wife and I both bought ours at Best Buy. I even got the fancy little carrying case at Best Buy also. If you need notebook computers so you can work or surf the internet practically anywhere, make sure you check out Best Buy. From Compaq to Toshiba, HP, they've got all the hottest brands. They've got the latest and coolest cell phones, so you are never too far out of touch, like the Motorola Razr that I own. They've got all the music and movies you love, from new releases to classics to last year's hot TV show. And Best Buy has the newest and greatest digital cameras and camcorders, so you can capture all those special moments. If you don't know exactly what you want, the nice folks at Best Buy are there to offer you suggestions and ideas. So, if you don't find anything that you really wanted this year under the tree or in your stocking, don't worry. Best Buy is standing by to take care of you.
All right, lesson one. The best definition of the word park. Not as in put your car in park. No, 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 no. Not as in park yourself on the couch. Oh, get up, you couch potato. No, no, we mean Chantilly Auto Park. The very best definition of the word park. And the very best place to find the perfect new or used car. Chantilly Auto Park is not a park with birds, ponds, and little children with kites. No, no, no. It's a one-of-a-kind auto park with over 50 acres of Fords, Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Toyotas, Infinities, Jaguars, Land Rovers, and more. All offering the best prices, state-of-the-art service centers, roomy showrooms, Saturday service, and acres of convenient parking! Sorry. Getting there is easy. Just 1 mile west of Route 28 at Route 50 and Stonecroft Boulevard. Experience the new definition of park. Chantilly Auto Park. Good show. Catch Ausmania during Toyotathon at Ausman Chantilly Toyota and save thousands during the biggest Toyota savings event of the year.
Right now, if you post your resume on Monster.com, you're twice as likely to land the job you're looking for. Think about it. Every day, employers search Monster.com looking for talented, qualified people just like you. But they can't find you if you don't post your resume. So post it today, and you'll double your chances of finding the right job. Or better yet, having the right job find you. Plus, with helpful tips and advice, Monster.com is your one-stop career resource center. So go to Monster.com, post your resume, and get the job. Monster.com. Today's the day. Right now, Monster.com is awarding over $100,000 during the Monster Mondays giveaway. Enter to win by posting your resume on Monster.com. Not only could you win big, you could find the job that's right for you. No purchase or resume post necessary to enter. Open to U.S. residents 21 and older. Promotion ends 1/30/06. Full rules and details available at Monster.com. Comscore Networks Incorporated custom research 1005 shows that Monster users who posted a resume were twice as likely to get the job than Monster users who didn't post.
Here in D.C., our nation's official capital, the official flower is the American Beauty Rose. The official tree is the Scarlet Oak. And the unofficial amphibian is the Gecko. You didn't know that? Well, then you must never have called GEICO for your free rate quote on car insurance. Or if you've called before, it's time to call again. You could discover the impressive savings that makes Washingtonians love the Gecko almost as much as they love the official bird, the wood thrush. In fact, GEICO drivers are so happy with their decision to switch that they've given us one of the highest satisfaction ratings in the business. Can everyone save by switching to GEICO? Let's just say we never forget the district's official motto, justice for all.
To find out how much you could save by switching to GEICO, give us a call at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Or log on to GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
For the mother of three who wants to be the mother of three bikinis. For the maid of honor who knows 240 guests will be staring at her raspberry taffeta backside. For the systems analyst who wants to be buff and brilliant. Whatever your dream with sport and health clubs, It's yours. What you need, when you need it, where you need it. Group classes that get your heart pumping, it's yours. Strength training and friendly professional trainers, it's yours. Extended hours that fit your schedule, all yours. So go ahead, join Sport and Health Clubs and prepare for victory. Like when you ever so casually, but of course you didn't plan it, run into your ex. Sport and Health Clubs, it's yours. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS or visit sportandhealth.com for a free pass to any of our 26 locations, including the perfect club for you.
Get a jump start on your New Year's resolution. Join Sport and Health Clubs by December 31st for a $0 enrollment fee and save up to $200.
I'm always way ahead of the curve in knowing what's in and what's out. Leg warmers, they said they're coming back in, still out. Those big fuzzy boots on their way out, ugh. But here's what's going to be in. The next big thing, Wisp. Yes, sir, Wisp is better than ever this winter. Easy to get to. There's always plenty of snow. Wisp has one of the largest snowmaking operations in the world. And they've added 10 new trails and 2 new lifts. With challenges for every level, the activity never stops. Terrain parks, the Bear Claw Tubing Park, a full event schedule. Wisp is surrounded by beautiful scenery and terrific accommodations. Wisp is the real deal. Don't look any further for a great winter vacation. Hey, if anyone knows about that, it's me.
Real fun, real Wisp.
Here's your chance to rest easier at Wisp. When you stay 2 nights, your 3rd night is free. You can't beat that deal, so plan your trip today. To find out more, visit WispResort.com. Some restrictions apply.
You've waited all year for the best deal, and now they're finally here with Keep It Simple Pricing. And now, during the final days of Keep It Simple Pricing, we're making it easier for you to save even more. So get moving and grab a great deal on a great new ride. Drive home a 2006 F-150 regular cab, originally priced at $20,100, but now with the Simple Plan price, buy one for only $15,629. That's a savings of $44.71 off MSRP. Or choose a 2006 Ford Explorer XLS, originally priced at $29,400. But now with the Simple Plan price, buy one for less than $25,000. That's a savings of more than $4,400 off MSRP. So hurry up and get down to your local Ford dealer, because these offers end January 3rd. Offers vary by models, include cash back, and may require Ford credit financing. Availability varies by dealer. Prices exclude tax, title, and registration fees. See participating dealer for details.
Introducing Sport and Health Clubs, the place with people like you, for people like you. Friendly professionals who help you get started in fitness, it's yours. Swimming, basketball, racket sports at Sport and Health Clubs, it's yours. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS or visit sportandhealth.com for a free pass to any of our 26 locations. Get started today with 50% savings plus a free Get Fit bonus gift. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
3FM's Time Out.
Complete the saga with Star Wars Revenge of the Sith on DVD and continue the battles with Star Wars Battlefront II, the video game, available now. Barmy Wines and Liquors announces its biggest wine sale ever. For more info, please call Barmy Wines at 202-833-8730 or visit barmywines.com. That's BAMRYWines.com. Call today and save loads of money on your holiday party.
Start 2006 off by treating yourself to a new vehicle. Over the New Year's weekend, stop by Chantilly Auto Park during their year-end sales event and see all the great deals on Dodges, Fords, Toyotas, Chryslers, Jeeps, Infinities, Jaguars, and Land Rovers. Just visit any Chantilly Auto Park dealer this Friday through Monday and receive a free pair of tickets to the year's biggest event, the Washington Auto Show, at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center Tuesday, January 24th through Sunday, January 29th. Get down to Chantilly Auto Park this New Year's weekend for weekday Washington Auto Show tickets while supplies last.
Find even more things to do at AOL.com.
Free FM.
The Don and Mike Show.
WKK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Sean Hannity. This is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike show. And
thank
I
you.
Just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come. That's it. We got to go. Thanks for listening, everybody. God bless you. All right, let's get in here.
All right.
Ow! Oh, ow! 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 I'm not kidding. Open the door. I'm not kidding. Mike, help him. My fingers.
I'm trying to get the door.
I'm not kidding, man.
All right. You got his fingers in the door.
I am not kidding.
Get it open. All right.
Ow!
All right. Can we get that?
Ah!
You got it?
Jeez.
Yeah, are you all right?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
My God.
Yeah,
I thought that he took the whole fingers off there. All right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. I think join us tomorrow, folks, when we'll have a brand new security guard.
Ow.
MacGyver slammed. Folks, if you want to know what just happened, MacGyver slammed Don's fingers in the door. Are you all right?
He slammed. Look at the marks on my hand and my fingernails all turning a nice shade of black and blue now.
That's what it'll be. Blue Nail Geronimo tomorrow on the show.
One, two, three. Oh, look at this one still works.
I'm all right.
All right. Jeez. All right. Listen, I'll shut the door. You just go get the back, okay?
Okay.
You just go.
All right, just shut the door, okay? Here we go. Ow! Ow! Just kidding. I'm sorry, I had to. I couldn't resist.
Yeah.
I had to. Don, do you have any ice in that beverage glass that you had before? Perhaps you should put those in ice.
You know, I apologize for using the Lord's name there, but everybody should understand that.
Seriously, your fingers were genuinely slammed in the door.
It was taking every bit of emotion that I had not to scream out in pain in the childish way I normally do when I hurt myself.
And everybody is very concerned about your welfare back here. Are you okay?
Al, who wants to kiss my hand?
Anybody want to kiss Don's hand?
Okay. All right, screw all of you then.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time.
Second time.
The best of Don and Mike.
Car wash.
Don't molest me.
Car wash. Great, great song. Great movie.
Right.
An even greater enterprise.
Okay.
This car wash that I go to on Sunday mornings, it's not my go-to. It's my secondary car wash.
Mm-hmm.
My go-to normally is not open until noon on Sunday, which to me always seems like stupid management.
Yeah.
That why you would not want to be open on a good looking Sunday.
I would think you're chasing business away.
Well, uh-huh. They do at this place, one place that I normally go to. So I go to the other place. And I get in line, like, you know, smart people do. Point to my forehead here. Smart people get there early so you get Pedro's absolute best performance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are about 10 or 12 cars in line in front of me. And this car wash, it's near a daycare center, mm-hmm. which, of course, on Sunday morning is just empty as hell.
Right.
And a McDonald's.
Right.
Now, as I pull in past the McDonald's, I can see that there's about 12 cars in line. So I think, well, 12 people more enterprising than me. Still, I'll be out of here in 20 minutes.
Right.
I'm waiting. And there's a woman, and she's in a green Honda Pilot, I believe, is the actual name of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just sitting. And the cars in front have moved. They've all moved, and she's sitting, and she's right next to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if she's in line for the car wash or if she's waiting for someone to come out of McDonald's.
Because right.
Now it's been 3 minutes, one song on the radio,
uh-huh.
and this lady's not moved.
Is there a gap between her and the rest of the cars?
Yes, there is.
Oh, that drives me insane.
There is a gigantic gap of maybe, I don't know, like 300 yards.
Not allowed.
But there's a lot of space. So what I do is, after I wait for an entire song, and now people are getting in line behind me,
mm-hmm.
what I do is, I pull around her. And as soon as I pull around her, she lays on the old, she starts with the honk and the horn, and I look back in the mirror, and she's flipping me off, and I just see this big, fat face going, so,
she was eating.
So I have, excuse me, I've got my spooge on this microphone.
I bet she was eating.
Yeah, I bet she was combining both things. So,
sure.
What I do is, I'm sitting here, and I'm now next in line. There's still 12 cars in front of me, but this woman is now on my ass, on my bumper, and I'm looking in my side view left-hand mirror, and I just see her flipping me off, and I see this angry pig face, just like going, so what I do is, I roll down the window, and I go, honey, it's Sunday morning. Now I'm screaming this back to the car behind me. I go, honey, it's Sunday morning. Listen, lighten up. I didn't know if you were parked or not. You want the spot? Take the spot. I wasn't trying to cut you off. And she said, and then I said, listen, pig, listen, pig. I'm screaming this at her. I swear to anybody who's at this car wash.
Now, are you doing the communication where you're speaking into your side view mirror?
Yes.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Yes. And I'm looking right at her going, listen, pig, take the spot. It doesn't matter. Pig, pig, you disgusting pig. Go ahead, take it. I can wait, pig. I mean, I'm laying it on because she's laid it on.
Right.
I mean, she was, you know, it's one spot in line.
Sure.
It's like, you know, honey, you know, you're sitting there picking your pimples or whatever. That's fine with me.
Did you ever find out if she was eating?
Well, hold on, Mike.
Okay.
Now, I'm to this awkward moment.
Mm-hmm.
We've had our verbal altercation,
mm-hmm.
and now she's on my tail, and I'm now the car wash opens.
Ah.
So, as the cars start to cycle through, I give her the old beep beep. I give her the
wave around.
Go ahead around me.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's going around me, I get a good look at Kathy Bates' more unattractive sister, who has a haircut that screams Wisconsin 1972. And she shoots me a look that indicates she's still mad.
All is not forgiven.
Right. She's still mad about this, even though she's got her precious place in line, and I was never taking her place to begin with.
Right.
Get to the point where they're going to clean out the car, where you get out of the car and they vacuum it out, and then it goes through the thing.
Oh, good.
And I'm thinking, now, I had called her a pig.
Right.
But I had no idea that she really was a P-I-G. I mean, when I saw her get out of the car, as she was handing the over to the, you know, the guy that the vacuuming. I mean, the ass on this woman was, I'm not kidding. I mean, she was truly.
I'm not kidding you this time.
She's truly a fat,
mm-hmm.
fat, angry woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I immediately felt awkward because I, oh, God, I called her a pig and look at this.
Yeah, she really is. She really is a pig.
She is a pig.
Oh, no.
So as she opens the door, this will answer your question, Mike. As she opens the door, and I'm not exaggerating here, maybe four wrappers of various food,
sure.
stuff,
napkins, yes, rag wrappers.
The one that
wrappers.
I saw was Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
That was the
sure.
logo that I recognized.
A little fast food in the car.
And then I see her just get out of the car one step at a time. She sits there, and I see this gigantic Jabba the Hutt, and she's just, I realize that it's not just directed at me.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of these people, and these people piss me off at car washes, too. She gets out of the car before the Mexicans even start to vacuum or anything.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling them what needs to be done.
I hate that at the car wash.
She gets out of the car.
You go in there for your convenience. Get in, get out.
She opens up the rear view, the hatchback thing, and she starts pointing at her. Don't forget to vacuum all this stuff. And I'm just sitting in my car going, please go inside.
Taking a little extra time now.
Go inside so I don't have to get out of the car and, like, look at you and face you. So I waited until she had gone inside, and then the guy came over to me and got my stuff.
Tell the truth. You were a little afraid. You were afraid she might eat you.
Sure. So I go in, and I think I'm safe because I'm going to take a leak, because it's going to take about 5 or 10 minutes for the car to get through the cycle. You got to wait in line to pay, and I think,
right.
well, I don't want to get caught up with her, so I'll go
right.
take a squirt, and by that time she'll have paid. Well, no, as it turns out, she's one of these women, or one of these people, I should say,
mm-hmm.
who wants to watch the car go every
right.
step of the way through the car wash. So while I've taken the time to go number one.
Did you cut in front of her to pay?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Well,
yes.
That's fair.
Yes, I did.
She's going to wait.
Yes, I did. But, see, I didn't think it was cutting in line.
Right. It's not cutting in line. It's
because
not.
She was standing there like a 2-year-old
mm-hmm.
and really would move her feet 6 inches to the right
mm-hmm.
as her car moved. So I'm thinking, oh, my God. I come out of the bathroom. I go, oh, there she is.
Yeah.
And she was like 3/4 of the way down with her car, and my car is behind her.
So she was just about watching the wax cycle.
There's no, yes, just about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, there's no way I'm going to be able to avoid this.
Right.
So what I'm doing is hiding behind this grotesque woman. I mean, I'm lurking behind her, waiting for her to pay, because now her car is just about to the end.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My car will be next out.
Right.
And now I'm thinking, oh, come on. Honey, pay. So I don't.
She's doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
She's exercising her power.
That's right.
Well,
that's what
I
it's
did.
About. She's so mean. She thought that she could intimidate you.
I did cut in front of her, And, well, not the cutting car. She was lingering.
When you're inside the car wash, you can go up to pay. It's not cutting.
She was lingering, and I went and I paid, and the guy who I see every week said, "Hey, dude, love the show." And I said, "Hey, thank you very much." And he's a nice enough guy. And then she comes and goes, "Excuse me, are we going to talk, or are we going to get cars?" And
she said that?
Yeah, but she said it to the pimply face kid.
Right.
So I just turned around and, you know.
You didn't.
Decked her. You flattened
come
her.
Come on.
You flattened her, didn't
what
you?
What happened? What happened
knocked her out.
To you?
I swear to God, this was the most beautiful thing. Not prepared on my part. Embarrassing, but the best possible ending that I could have.
Okay.
Pun intended. As she says this to the guy, and there's a moment at this car wash, and there had to be 10 people in the lobby area. Everybody just stopped and heard this angry woman.
Yeah.
I farted. I swear to Christ on my kid's life.
Silent?
No.
Really?
Not silent.
Really?
Like an anger. All I could think is an anger fart.
I didn't know anger produced them.
Here's the thing.
What were you terrified of?
Yes. It could be a scaredy cat
right?
fart. But you got to understand how all of these things have happened, one on top of the other.
Mm-hmm.
That I cut her in a line, and then she yelled at me.
Sure.
I called her a pig, and then she flipped me off, and then we got the whole thing with the food coming out of the car, and then I'm hiding behind her.
Yeah.
And then I come out, she's taking a leak, and oh, God, she's still there. And then she's...
Are we going to talk or move along?
And then she, yes. Yes, absolutely.
And did she make note of it? What happened?
The kid started laughing. The kid started laughing like nobody's business. And I just said, well.
I know that you have enormous control. I know you did that on purpose.
I did. I wish I could tell you what I did. I wish I could. Oh, well.
Thanks.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd he do?
Yeah, but I'm not laughing.
another impromptu?
Just, yeah. So,
it was the subject that we were on?
Yes.
So what did she... Did she say anything?
She said nothing.
Really?
She stood there, and I guess... Listen, I could... how do I say it?
Was she vaporized?
I could smell.
Right.
Okay, and you know it's strong when you can smell your own...
Absolutely.
Urine. When you recognize, something hinky's going on there.
What an incredible way of punishing her.
I had a rich meal the night before.
Oh, my God.
As Reed and I were getting ready to drink and then later be depressed at George Carlin.
Were there any final words between you and Kathy Bates?
There were no words between she and I. The guy said something like, gnarly fart or
something.
Now,
we're fat
like
guys.
That.
We're fat guys. We can say this. Beware of angry fat women behind the wheel.
Yeah.
They're dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
This was a woman that...
Not
was,
all fat women.
That
I don't certainly stereotype all fat women.
Very much to say, hey, honey, dude, you ever listen to 106.7?
Sure.
But then I just... once I farted, I figured that was like God's way of just letting her have it.
That's right. Yeah, and she might have been offended by that if she weren't so used to it from herself already.
Buzz, you watch it, Buzz. But it was quite the scene.
So she was just in a state of anger.
Yeah, there had to be other people. Now, I don't know what the odds are of somebody who was there who listens to the show yesterday morning, but she put on quite the show for like 10 or 15 people yesterday. And I'm positive
people
that they would.
That.
I'm positive they would remember me.
Just a horribly unpleasant one.
I'm telling you, it was a big ripper.
So three people probably would remember you. The three people, the lady that you cut in front of, and then the two people behind you.
Yeah, and I think probably
who knows? You went to what time were you at the car wash?
8:30.
They might have remembered you till 10 a.m.
Well, they sell air fresheners there.
Yeah, you got to unwrap them, Buzz.
But it was just like the
Christmas
most
trees come in cellophane.
It was the most surreal thing. That is like 20 minutes out of my life arguing with this woman, and then
it's amazing.
Involuntary.
God intervened.
Oh, God. The guy's gnarly fart.
Just whatever. More of an example on the fact that there are too many people in our area.
And then I went and...
crawling over each other for every last crumb.
then I went out and did what...
Don't you agree?
To some degree, yeah.
Sure.
Not quite to the extent.
At the shopping malls, banks, post offices, FedEx, anywhere. Anywhere you go, that's where we are. This area, if this was the human body, And Northern Virginia was the heart.
Yeah.
It would have heart disease. Yeah.
And then I did that thing, and everybody's done this. When I get outside, and they've
disease.
they've got the box. Everybody shares the tip.
The box. Yeah.
I didn't have any cash.
Right.
So I just took the coupon that the guy had given me, like for a dollar off next time.
You put that in the box.
Yeah.
Did you pretend that it was a bill?
Of course I did.
Mm-hmm. The fact that it was pink probably didn't matter.
No one knows. See, if you walk up and you just wait,
right.
they see you hanging around the box like,
yes.
Hi there, yes, senor, you see me? I'm the guy with the black car. That's
sure.
right. You do, and then as soon as they turn, uh-huh. I just put the little the coupon in the box and gave it one of these like...
The tip box is very, very confusing. The tip box, we all, at least when I tip, I don't want to just slide it in there. I want total acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll stand and I'll sit there with like my $2.
Yep.
And sometimes if I'm in a, you know, in a particularly generous mood, my $5.
Right.
And I will look over there, especially if I have the $5 bill. I will try not only to make sure that they're looking
that
over here.
That they see it's a $5?
But that they see it's a $5.
Right.
Don't say, I'm putting $5 in here.
I was doing the thing just like, hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm giving you money. Uh-huh. I'm not really giving you any money.
If they see the $5, sometimes you think you get an extra wipe.
Yep. What I do is I always blow an air horn right before I do it.
Attention. And you wear your clown shoes.
Yeah.
And that's just for a receipt.
And the little laugh afterwards where you put it in there and you go,
hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Somebody pulling you over?
Nah, there was an ambulance that just went by.
An ambulance
just goes by.
I just want to ask Don if the lady had the handicap plates to go with the big, you know, everything else.
She did not have handicap plates, although God knows she needs them. Let me just say, she needs to fly first class.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Leg room.
And she has to fly first class. Well, ass room, really, Mike. It's really,
oh, that's true.
It's an ass issue.
With
that particular woman. So, that, you know, people, I don't know what it is about people.
People.
Just people.
Well, what the problem is around here is that there are too many people that want to do everything at once.
I think it's like that everywhere.
Yeah.
But
it's not like that everywhere. Where?
I think it is.
Of course it's not.
I don't think it's just here.
It's not that way.
People are jerks.
It's not that way in our some of our affiliate cities.
Sure it is, Mike.
No way.
You think there's people in the Midwest that go to a chain restaurant on Friday night and wait 2.5 hours for a table?
I don't think so. I think we've got Burlington, Iowa. Are we still in Burlington, Iowa?
Yes, sir.
Are we still in Burlington, Vermont?
Yes, sir.
I think you could areas like that.
Burlington, Kansas.
All three of those, even the last one. Made up all of them happening places that you'd really want to live with. No offense to anybody listening to us in any of those cities. Of course, nothing's going on
even
there.
Now that they've left
Burlington, Iowa.
Even now that they left their houses with the BTK killer apprehended,
mm-hmm.
they probably don't wait that long in line. In Wichita, do they?
Yeah, at some places, sometimes you'll see a line around Applebee's.
Really? What about in your favorite city?
Which one?
You know the one in California,
sure.
Which incidentally is mentioned in that Tupac song, California. California.
They
at the end,
wait.
He does do the shout-out. I've never heard it all the way to the end yet. And Sacramento!
I think in Sacramento, they probably wait at the door, but the restaurant's empty.
Well, the restaurant's closed.
They just wait to annoy people.
Hello.
Don and Mike
show. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, the move you got to do with the tip box is you pretend it's a... You say it's a five, right? You walk up to the guy and it's a five.
What do you mean you walk up to the guy?
The guy.
What the guy? The tip box monitor?
Oh, while the guy's cleaning your car, while the guy's at work there.
Yeah, and then what do you do? Well, what does that have to do with the tip box? The tip box is usually 30 feet away from the car when it's being dry.
You give him the impression it's a five. Now, when you walk over there, you put in a dollar.
You get out of here. You
give him the impression.
Idiot.
Hello.
He totally took the... Boy, that makes me mad.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's all misdirection.
Hello, Jill. Well, that's what I was trying to go for with putting the pink card in there.
Yeah, but you don't need to, like, wave a five and then do a
flip.
Hold
on. We got
to
talk to the guy that's named after a fish part.
Gil. He hung up. He's gone, Mike.
You can breathe underwater.
Gills. That'd be a good nickname for somebody. Yo, Gills.
Hey, Gills.
Hey, when he was a kid, he used to be a good swimmer.
I should have known he was a faker. It said was at car wash. On Sunday morning, named Gil.
Well, you're a big tipper, and you normally like to tip, so it was just an oversight that you didn't have the cash.
Yeah, and I was embarrassed because I'd yelled at the woman and everything and farted in front of those people and then got outside and thought, well, you know, Jesus, I got to do something. Oh, Christ, I've got no money.
You'll make that up next time.
What I normally do...
Sure, I will.
I put in the tip box advice. Helpful advice. I think that's better.
I thought you put a Twinkie in.
I do. I have to flatten it first. Leave it in the wrapper. This is what I've learned.
Right over this Twinkie.
And not from my weekend, but from the Joe Ardinger weekend.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Joe Ardinger, Dennis Murphy, Ross Valerie from Journey update?
Yes, the Trilogy of Terror. I got a message on my cell phone on Sunday from Joe, and I was surprised. He said, I need to know something about the Dennis Murphy CDs.
Joe.
Call me if you want, and then you'll laugh.
Okay, so you called Joe.
I did. I think actually Joe should tell the story.
Okay.
It's better coming from Joe. It will.
All right.
Come on, Mike. B be a believer in Joe. Mike?
It's always better when Joe tells the story.
B.I.J.
Believe in Joe.
W.J.D.
What would Joe do?
Exactly.
Hello, Joe.
How are you?
How are you anyway?
How are you anyway?
So what happened with your friend Ross Valerie from Journey?
Well, I called him just to see what was going on and how he was doing, and we were talking, and suddenly he says, "Hey, I don't suppose you'd get your hands on Dennis Murphy's Christmas album." I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I think I could. Why? What's up?" And he goes, "I had it, and I lost it, and I need it."
Wow. Surprising statement.
Now, there's something funny about that. In as far as...
Taken from every level.
It's a guy from Journey.
Uh-huh. Well, taken from Joe called him.
Real okay. musician.
All right,
it's
yes.
Joe's, so it's Joe's music friend.
So Joe calls his famous rock and roll friend,
right.
Ross from Journey. And as it turns out, what Ross from Journey wants is the Christmas album
from Dennis Murphy. Which Joe can acquire for him.
Funny that Ross Valerie had it. Funny that he lost it, wants it back. And really funny that he won't pay for it.
Now, Joe... How many beers do you normally have to call Ross Valerie?
Get the courage.
You know what? I wasn't drunk when I called him this time.
Really?
Huh. Were you drunk when you hung up with him?
No.
Were you drinking?
No. I don't really recall, but it was early in the afternoon. It was like 2 in the afternoon.
So. Oh, so you were drinking?
No. Not quite yet.
So when you called Ross, what was he doing?
He was driving through Northern California.
And did you mention to him, or did you ask, did you inquire why it was that the Dennis Murphy album came forefront in his mind?
I think we were talking about music in general.
As most people do, when you have the chance to talk with a 4-star musician from a legendary rock band, of course, somehow you get on the topic of Dennis Murphy.
One musician to another.
Right.
So, yeah, we were just talking about music in general, and I was telling him about some stuff I was working on, and he said, well...
I bet that was fascinating.
And I was like, well, that's cool, I'll send something along to you, and he goes, oh, and then by the way, and that's how I morphed into Dennis.
How long do your conversations average?
About 10, 15 minutes.
Really? What do you rap about with him?
Just whatever. Well, we were talking about their upcoming tour. I got the skinny on that. They're doing a retro show if you will, but it's going to be like a 3-hour show with an intermission. It's going to cover the entire Journey catalog.
I will.
3-hour show?
Wow. If you will.
I will.
Cool.
Will you?
Yes, I will.
I met the beautiful lady from Chicago.
You know, I'm not one to tell Dennis how to market.
Yeah.
But I think this would be a great opportunity for him to send a couple complimentary autograph discs.
Never happened.
I know. But
Dennis Nerfy giving away something?
Yeah.
That will never happen.
Well, we won't be able to find out until 2 hours from now.
Never. He won't call until Buzz.
I'll have it on the news.
Right. All right. Thank you for the Ross Valerie from Journey update, Joe.
Sure.
Other than that, how was your weekend, Joe?
It was fine.
Thank you, Joe.
Good day.
When's
good
the
day.
Wedding, Joe?
We're not sure yet.
Excellent question, Rob.
I thought you had set a date.
I thought it was like May.
No, it comes down to like getting the vacation times lined up and stuff.
So you haven't set a date yet?
So you've postponed the nuptials?
No, I mean, we could leave next weekend and do it as far as I'm concerned.
But will you?
Is there a chance you do a Vegas little Whitechapel wedding?
Well, yeah, that's what we want to do.
All right. But you want to elope?
Oh, absolutely.
What are you enjoying for lunch today, Joe?
I had barbecue sandwich with coleslaw.
How do you spell coleslaw? I'm taking the same toast with Joe.
You know, the coleslaw on top.
Oh, I like that.
On top. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Good day, sir. Get out of here.
When I called him on Saturday, he said, if I break up, it's because I'm in Giant.
There you go.
At the grocery store. Yeah, but
you gotta
I don't
buy
know what that
supplies.
Means. Yeah.
There's chicken, there's barbecue sauce. Yeah.
There's slaw.
And then there's the guy from Journey who wants the Dennis Murphy Christmas album.
10 to 15 minute average conversation length. Yeah.
Now, here's what you don't know is that as a bonus, he will also send him one hand, one heart.
Beautiful lady from Chicago.
The bonus CD. Okay, there you go.
Ross will be sad without the packaging.
Okay. Go figure that out.
Hi, Buzz.
Mike?
Yes.
We're doing a radio show right now.
Right.
Question is, have we broken any of the 7 deadly sins
I guarantee
of doing
we have.
Personality radio?
I guarantee we have.
Commit these at your own risk.
Okay.
This is from the March fourth edition of Radio and Records. This is brand new.
Oh, yeah, for the DJs.
Mornings, afternoons, drive time. The most important radio day parts.
Of course.
Yeah. Regardless of show type, there are critical fundamentals that winning shows employ,
mm-hmm.
and many, many sins that bad shows commit.
Right.
Including being indecent, playing bad music, and being boring. Below are the seven deadliest of these sins.
Wow.
If you're committing them, it's time to repent.
Let's do it.
All right. So this comes from Keith Cunningham.
Keith Cunningham.
Who's, what is his job?
Richie's brother.
He's Randall's brother. Slow down.
Wow. Man.
Might I be king of the Cunninghams with Randall Cunningham?
Sam's brother.
Oh, Sam Bam Cunningham.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll give you that one because that's good.
Thank you.
In the day with the New England Patriots.
Sam Bam Cunningham.
Oh, Christ. Now, I couldn't use any Cunninghams from Happy Days, right?
No, because we've already used
that's
one.
All covered.
Yeah, we could do that, you know.
I need a real-life Cunningham. Mike, dare I say it?
Am I?
Yes.
King of the Cunningham.
King of the Cunningham.
Cunningham.
Cunningham, a tough bull.
You got one?
No, I don't. I've been dying. I've been working.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I like that. King of the Cunningham.
Thank you, Mr. Spicoli.
I like that.
I like that.
I'll put that up on my board.
All right.
Okay, so here you go. Rule number one to break. Commit these at your own risk. Kitchen sinking.
What's that?
This is the one that I think that we break all the time. I think we've done it today. Kitchen sinking means the hosts have thrown too much into a break for a listener to digest.
Oh, yeah, we do that all the time.
Everything but the kitchen sink. Unless your show is all talk. And even then, remember, listeners don't listen for long periods of time. So if you have a break that can last, oh, what is this? Oh, Smokey Rivers.
I told you guys, don't overload your listeners. One bit per break. Don't cram all that junk together. Use your head.
That's programming 101.
That's right.
Okay.
Don't do any kitchen sinking.
Even if you have elements that can last up to 20 minutes, each break should have a singular focus. The topic or content can be broad in nature, but the focus
can it be about broad?
If a show is doing an entertainment report, they should stick to that and not go off course by talking about their pets. Many listeners are passive and don't hang on every word. When a break is all over the map, it leads to lost listeners.
Mr. Cunningham. Oh, Mr. Cunningham, I have focus. Focus on this. Take a look at this, Mr. Cunningham. I'm pointing at something, and I want you to focus on it.
And that is just the first of the seven deadly sins.
Don't cram all that junk together.
Don't be all over the place.
Use your hand.
Talk about what people can hear if they've only been listening the last 20 minutes.
Hey, Timmy.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how I got you. I was trying to call Beth Ann.
Yeah, and it wasn't like your answering machine, which is even quieter when you go,
"What's that, Captain?"
Hey, Timmy.
This is Timmy, incidentally, for those that might not know.
Right.
We're speaking to Timmy live now. Mm-hmm. His answering machine sounds
like the Nigerian nightmare.
When Timmy answers on his answering machine, it sounds like this. This is Timmy.
That's Andy Rice, actually.
Andy Rice.
That's Andy Rice pretending to be. Oh, and here's Timmy.
Oh,
Okay. Well, wow, that's way back.
Now you're
way
kitchen back. Sinking.
Yeah, see, yeah. That was my point, guys. Yeah. And Timmy's helped us even get more into the kitchen sink. Even more.
That has something to do with Timmy and women. That was something like
that. Even further down the sink. All right, thank you, Timmy.
That was for sure with the big dyke.
Timmy O'Bimini, how many women did you sleep with this weekend, Timmy?
Oh, man, zero.
Zero?
No.
Zero.
Yeah. Liar.
No.
Liar.
Zero, man. Zero.
Impossible. I don't believe it. I won't believe it.
How many men did you sleep with?
Oh, man. That would be a capital zero.
Capital zero.
Capital zero. All right. Well, we are kitchen sinking. We got to roll.
All right, man.
All right. Bye. Bye. Timmy O'Biven.
Nigerian nightmare.
I like the way he shout out the big dice.
What's his phone number? Because his phone number is very similar to Beth Ann's.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's Timmy's phone number?
It's really close to mine.
It's
466.
See, I was going to use your reference having sex with Tom as a point of kitchen sinking.
This is Timmy.
Oh!
Hello, Beth Ann. How are you?
Would you like to make sex?
Big capital zero.
Make sex with Tom.
Like the beast with two backs, Captain. Hillary goes half dead.
All right, BA, thank you.
Okay, are we hanging up?
Yes, we're just demonstrating that we're...
Hey. You just never know with her.
No, you don't.
She's pretty wrapped tight today.
She is what?
She's having a Monday.
You know what part of it is?
What?
It's the goddamn furniture thing. She's all uptight. Do you know that that woman was in here on Sunday?
Kitchen thinking.
Moving furniture. You're right. Moving furniture. But, Rob, that's what makes the show great.
Well, and you didn't tell anybody is that Beth Ann totally remodeled the office.
Yeah. And Mike loves it.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say... I like it. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
I like it. It's fine.
It's fine.
Equals that
fine.
Sucks. Hold on. Here she is. Hello.
He hates it, doesn't he?
I don't hate it.
Yes, he does.
I knew it.
We're kitchen sinking.
It's really no appreciable change for me, though.
There's not a lot you can do.
You have a little thing, a place to put your food, and you're not so close to him.
Now, are you being serious about the milk carton? Are you really being, or is this...
Well, I think it's better than what you had on Friday, which was nothing.
Okay. Beth Ann put, we don't have a coffee table in our office.
No.
So she put as a table for Mike to use by the love seat or the couch, one of those plastic milk things. Like the,
a milk crate.
A milk crate that you see at the grocery store.
And even though it is a milk crate, which is fine.
Of course.
I don't mind using that as a coffee table at all.
Quality.
To put my stuff on. A milk crate. Even if I use the milk crate.
Kitchen sinking here.
If I use the milk crate is directly in the line of walking to Don's desk.
You know what would be a better eating space?
If we're being technical about it.
Is if you got a chair up to that metal table.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a better eating space, but it's antisocial.
Yeah. It's not necessarily eating space as much as hanging out space. But now I've gone from being inconvenienced to being embarrassed. So that's okay. We're making progress.
So that's lesser?
Yeah.
The lesser?
Yeah. Yeah. Being embarrassed is no problem.
I went into every open, everybody's...
Every open one?
Yeah. Everybody's open.
Yeah. Cool
point.
Baby.
Trying to find
baby.
A coffee table. There's not a coffee table in this building.
We used to have one.
No.
So that was my best the way I could improvise.
I understand.
That.
Okay. Don't worry. Listen.
Well, I know it can only get better.
I'm not upset. Mike is. Thank you, Beth.
Okay.
Thanks for kitchen sinking with us.
Bye-bye.
She's just hanging up again.
Yeah.
K.S. McBride, kitchen sink.
Hello?
Hey, God and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, shut up.
Merry
Hold on
Christmas.
A second. Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
We got a break.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding?
Now we're really...
Nice phone.
Now we're really kitchen sinking.
Can I send you the break?
Oh, yeah. You want to be like Tom?
What's that, Dennis? Yeah, can I send you the break, please?
What phone are you calling on?
Let me call you on the hotline. I'm going to get on the hotline. Hold on.
La la la.
So it's not a payphone, Dennis?
Huh? Yeah, I am.
You are what?
Okay, hold on.
Yes, you are what?
Is this better?
Hello. Yeah, that's better.
Hey, Dennis?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Take us a break.
Got it.
That's great fun. Just hung up on him. You know, when we need,
that is
we need
great.
The sound effect, though, that let you know. That Dennis has left the chat room.
Sorry. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In Virginia, cell caller reports an accident on the ramp from Dale Boulevard to southbound I-95. Five vehicles were involved. Anticipate a big delay there. Chances are traffic won't get any better, but make this new year better by choosing a guaranteed quality used car from over 30 top brands at CarMax. CarMax, the way car buying should be. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show. Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by GMRI.
This is Larry Michael with Sonny Juergens, and the Redskins taking on Tampa Bay. A little unfinished business. The Bucs beat the Skins earlier this year.
Yes, and a very close and controversial ending to that football game. And I'm sure the Redskins are looking forward to going back to Tampa. I think they're looking for, hey, anybody that they play right now. When you're in the playoffs, it's a new season. Anything can happen. Yes, they have to go on the road, but I think they'll be up to the task.
Sonny Juergensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio.
GMRI, a Sun Microsystems iForce partner, is a high-end technical and engineering services company providing IT solutions to the federal government. The GMRI Sun Technology team is ready to tackle your most complex IT requirements and Java-based applications, e-government, and e-learning. Keep your game plan simple with e-solutions from GMRI. Contact them today at 800-232-4671 or on the web at GMRI.com. Check their website for career opportunities and score extra points when you join their winning team.
Hey, you. Yes, you. The one with the dead-end job making less than $30,000 a year. What are you going to do with your life? When are you going to start down a brighter path to success? Have you been telling yourself for years that you've got to get out of that crummy job, and you still haven't done anything about it? How much longer can you afford to wait? Now's the time to make a change. It's time to start making the $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year that you deserve. ComputerTrain.com provides you with the tools you need to get your career on track in less than 6 months. We'll even help you find a job when you complete your training. Find out more by logging on to our website at ComputerTraining.com and find out how our graduates are living their dreams by making an investment in themselves for a better tomorrow today. Please note that not everyone is qualified. You'll need to demonstrate that you have solid computer skills and a sincere desire to succeed in order to be accepted into our Microsoft IT Academy. To learn more, visit ComputerTraining.com and take the online entrance challenge. Again, that's ComputerTraining.com, helping you build a better tomorrow today. ComputerTraining.com is not guaranteed job placement at top salary level. Its skills can be dramatically affected by employer size, industry, employer potential, years of experience, and other factors.
You know, there's an old Hawaiian saying that goes, Makalaka haka, onawa, huna, olaka, juna, olka, kruna, kona, which means 7-Eleven now offers delicious world roast coffees, including the rich, medium-bodied flavor of the Hawaiian Kona Blend coffee. Which reminds me of another saying, haka wanta nak justa chaka, meaning the well-balanced flavor of Hawaiian Kona Blend coffee is brewed fresh every 30 minutes at participating 7-Eleven stores. Oh, thank heaven. Aloha.
All right, Smith, contracts in order?
Yes, sir.
What was that?
Oh, my stomach. I skipped breakfast.
Oh. Okay, Gene, is your team ready?
Oh, dear. I skipped too.
Oh, Jenkins.
I didn't eat either.
What's wrong with you people?
Stomach growling? You don't have to skip breakfast. Whip into 7-Eleven for our new pancake breakfast sandwiches. Double sausage and cheese or molasses ham with egg between fluffy maple pancakes. They're great on the go. Oh, thank heaven. At participating 7-Eleven stores.
EB from the Junkies here for Best Buy. I've told you I routinely go to Best Buy several times a month. But during the holidays, you might find me at the Best Buy in Rockville two or three times a week. I love the place. If you didn't get what you really wanted this year, Best Buy is just the place for you. They have all the stuff you love, including the greatest MP3 players you love, like the hot iPods. You can take your music anywhere. Shocker, my wife and I both bought ours at Best Buy. I even got the fancy little carrying case at Best Buy also. If you need notebook computers so you can work or surf the internet practically anywhere, make sure you check out Best Buy. From Compaq to Toshiba, HP, they've got all the hottest brands. They've got the latest and coolest cell phones, so you are never too far out of touch, like the Motorola Razr that I own. They've got all the music and movies you love, from new releases to classics to last year's hot TV show. And Best Buy has the newest and greatest digital cameras and camcorders, so you can capture all those special moments. If you don't know exactly what you want, the nice folks at Best Buy are there to offer you suggestions and ideas. So, if you don't find anything that you really wanted this year under the tree or in your stocking, don't worry. Best Buy is standing by to take care of you.
The concert tour everyone is talking about. Vince Neil, Tommy Lee, Nikki Sixx, Nick Mars, The Crew. Original members, the Carnival of Sins Tour, February 15th at First Mariner Arena. Motley Crue. Performing all the hits, including new songs from the anthology, Red, White, and Crue, in stores now. What happens at the show stays at the show. The world's most infamous rock band. February 15th at First Mariner Arena. Tickets are on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone or online at Cellardoor.com and Ticketmaster.com. Motley Crue, the Carnival of Sins Tour, produced by Cellar Door.
All right, lesson one, the best definition of the word park. Not as in put your car in park. No, 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 no. Not as in park yourself on the couch. Oh, get up, you couch potato. No, no, we mean Chantilly Auto Park. The very best definition of the word park. And the very best place to find the perfect new or used car. Chantilly Auto Park is not a park with birds, ponds, and little children with kites. No, no, no. It's a one-of-a-kind auto park with over 50 acres of Fords, Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Toyotas, Infinities, Jaguars, Land Rovers, and more. All offering the best prices, state-of-the-art service centers, roomy showrooms, Saturday service, and acres of convenient parking! Ha! Sorry. Getting there is easy. Just 1 mile west of Route 28 at Route 50 and Stonecroft Boulevard. Experience the new definition of park. Chantilly Auto Park. Good show. Ted Britford in Chantilly Auto Park gives you top dollar for trades and service loaners for life. Plus, during their year-end sale, lease new Explorers from $2.99 a month.
It's time to kick things up again!
It's the mother of all homecoming.
The WWE has come back home.
Every Monday, WWE Raw comes home to USA Network, the place where it all began. Featuring Stone Cold Steve Austin, the champ John Cena.
You want to do something, you just do it.
The boss, Mr. McMahon, Hall of Fame legend Hulk Hogan.
If you want a match with me, all you had to do was ask.
Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, the Divas, and the return of Triple H.
The King is back on his throne.
Time to play the game.
The WWE Raw Homecoming.
This is Monday Night Raw.
Every Monday at 9, 8 Central on USA Network.
Get USA on Cox Cable for $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 703-480-6222. Expires 1906. New customers only in Cox wired serviceable locations.
Here in D.C., our nation's official capital, the official flower is the American Beauty Rose. The official tree is the Scarlet Oak. And the unofficial amphibian is the Gecko. You didn't know that? Well, then you must never have called GEICO for your free rate quote on car insurance. Or if you've called before, it's time to call again. You could discover the impressive savings that makes Washingtonians love the gecko almost as much as they love the official bird, the wood thrush. In fact, GEICO drivers are so happy with their decision to switch that they've given us one of the highest satisfaction ratings in the business. Can everyone save by switching to GEICO? Let's just say we never forget the district's official motto, justice for all.
To find out how much you could save by switching to GEICO, give us a call at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Or log on to GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Admit the guilt, Mr. Shatner. Priceline doesn't let you choose your own hotel.
That's not true.
You are under oath, sir.
Yes, but now, on Priceline, you can pick your exact hotel. Book exactly what you want from our list of great deals. You don't have to bid if you don't want to.
So if I pull up the website right here...
You'll see it right there. Any more questions, Counselor? Priceline. Shop, compare, save.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have GEICO.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Dawson's Garage with Pat Dodd. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekend on Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll tell you this stuff. I am never doing that again.
What? You mean in your mother's house or all together?
All together.
Give me a break.
You don't think I can?
No chance.
You think you could?
Well, I know I could hold out longer than you.
Care to make it interesting?
Sure, how much?
$100?
You're on.
Wait a second. Count me in on this.
You?
Yeah.
You'll be out before we get the check.
I want to be in on this, too.
Oh, no.
Why?
Because you're a woman.
So what?
It's easier for a woman not to do it than a man. Oh. We have to do it. It's part of our lifestyle. It's like shaving.
Oh, that is such a baloney. I shave my legs.
Not every day.
Mr. Steinbrenner, sir. There's someone here I'd like you to meet. This is Mr. Costanza. He's one of the applicants.
Nice to meet you.
Well, I wish I could say the same, but I must say, with all due respect, I find it very hard to see the logic behind some of the moves you have made with this fine organization. In the past 20 years, you have caused myself and the city of New York a good deal of distress as we have watched you take our beloved Yankees and reduce them to a laughingstock all for the glorification of your massive ego.
Hire this man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Hey, I got one more little poem to add to you guys about the monkey guy.
You got one more what to what?
One more pun and along with the he'll keep an eye out for
one more.
Him.
I didn't get it the second time.
Another one pun.
He says he has another pun add to your list of puns.
That's like calling with a joke.
Yes.
Well, not quite the pun, but it's just to add along to your...
Oh, no, hold
the
on
way
now.
He's pronouncing pun...
I thought he said paw.
He is pronouncing pun like Johnny Carrabba.
Is that so bad?
And pun has become pun.
All right, let's take it from the top. What can we do for you?
Okay, I have one more thing to add about the Mr. St. James incident with the monkey.
Chicken marsala.
What about it? Mike, don't bring your personal restaurant issues onto the show, please. I'm so sorry.
You what bastard. Is your pun you want to share with us?
Next, you'll be talking about Outback Steakhouse. So stop it, because I know you good.
I know.
I know you so good.
I'm sorry.
And
what's your joke?
After his recent dismemberment, I would say he doesn't have the cojones to do that again.
You know, see, here's the thing, ass. Really, apologize like you mean it and say your mom's a whore and that she's had sex with Satan or your phone number is out there because you just collectively wasted our time.
I'm terribly sorry about that. And my mother is a whore.
And has she had sex with Satan?
She's had sex with Satan on numerous occasions.
I know.
Including my conception.
Wow,
redemption. That is a redemption. That is a redemption apology.
Right, you saved yourself. Thank you. Goodbye.
Outstanding. Bye-bye.
Outstanding. Including my conception. That was funny. That turned out well. I love it when stuff goes that way.
You know, we didn't... Oh, wait. We got to give away the iPod shuffles today and tomorrow. I guess for the next 10 days. We've got 10 of them, for God's sakes. The iPod shuffle. I know how we'll give these things away.
How?
Now, this is something we did a long time ago, back jive. What?
Rob doing the iPod shuffle. Rob was doing the Batusi in back of you when you were talking about really? The iPod shuffle.
You know,
that's almost Mike, impossible to ignore. I'm a professional, but I can't ignore that.
Let me just say, when you're seeing that, now you don't have to. Don't waste $7 going to see Hitch. See Kevin James dancing?
There's absolutely no
you're
need.
It. You're seeing it right there.
That's the whole movie
that's
right there.
That's it.
It's a time saver and a money saver.
Rob dancing.
Wow.
Yeah. The iPod. Oh, I get it. So I would say the iPod shuffle, and he would start doing that.
He was
that.
Doing the iPod shuffle, and I kind of started dancing, too. It was impossible.
Do you remember, I see I just said that's funny because that's interesting, too.
Right.
We did the thing called the game or the game.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Now.
I loved it.
The problem is that you
haven't done it in years.
You little brains out there, you're no good at this game. You simply, I'm telling you, our listeners, you can't play this game.
Mm-hmm.
But we can play for you. The purpose of the original game was...
I like this.
You would give somebody a topic.
Uh-huh.
They had to speak for 30 seconds with the same cadence and the same speech pattern and the same speed, but they could not say or ah.
Right. Yes, which is the traditional stammer crutch.
Mm-hmm. Right. Rob,
yes.
Step up. Now, he doesn't know anything about this.
All right.
There's your microphone.
Yes.
In 30 seconds, speaking at your regular rate of speed,
okay.
Speech thing that you do, 30 seconds, please tell all of us without saying or and we'll either adjust the speed faster or slower as
you're doing
it. 30 seconds, Rob. Why are blacks better than whites? Go.
That's a funny question that you should ask, and let's examine this. Why are blacks better than whites? Well... They are different in many ways. Let's examine the similarities. They are similar in height. They have the same number of arms. They have the same number of legs. 10 digits on their hands and 10 digits on their toes. There are differences, though. The skin of the black tends to be darker, which is why they are indeed called black people. The white has a lighter skin.
And I think you said different.
No.
Was there an
No.
No.
Oh, all right. So
he did good.
You know, I watched a CD player from you guys playing the game in like 1980.
That's pressure, too. That's a pressure subject right there.
I'd suck at that.
That's tough.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm ready.
30 seconds. Why should we do away with... Hold on. Why? Why should we... Boy, I want to do this in a way that you don't that you're able to answer.
Okay.
Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Why do women deserve alimony?
Women deserve alimony because they take care of their husbands for many years and do a very fine job of raising children, nurturing the family, taking the kids to school, taking the kids to the doctor, doing a good job that we all wish we could do, and they deserve every cent of what I like to call in some cases rehabilitative alimony to get back on their feet after that cat of a husband decides to run them down the river and give them a miserable life. They deserve every single second of alimony that they get. As a matter of fact,
okay, you're good.
Nicely done.
That one is right in your bread box.
Don't ever make me do that again.
Yeah, it's taxing. But nobody's. I'm sure I'm the only one that would screw it up.
Don, no, I don't know. I might. I'm ready for you. Okay,
go.
Don Geronimo, 30 seconds without saying. Tell me what's so great about baseball.
Mike, nothing's great about baseball. Baseball sucks. The game. What, did I already lose?
Why, how? You have to talk about what's great about baseball.
Oh, okay.
That's the challenge, I did what's great about alimony.
Okay.
Come on.
But when you talked about what was great about alimony, you never really talked about it. You were being facetious and you were going back and forth and here
you
and there.
You can't make the rules to your own game. I said only positive things about alimony and women getting alimony. You want me to give you another one?
Yeah.
All right, here's another one, all right? This is going to be tough.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell us all about why you hate the NFL.
Oh, that's cruel. I hate the NFL because all of the players are gay and all of the players are big and stupid and the game has big, stupid announcers and everything is brightly colored with lights and everything is boom, 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 boom. And who wants to watch crap like that? It's just guys going out there and beating up on other guys. Frankly, I think it's all rather gladiator-like. It's rather...
That's hard. Stop.
Okay.
So that is that. Yeah. No, is that the idea of the game to give us difficult subjects?
Yes, and see, I guess maybe our listeners could call with the subject.
Yes,
I don't know
let
if
them
I,
play before.
I don't know if I trust them to play. Look at Buzz standing up.
Everybody else
ready.
Stood. So
it's
really an advantage. I found it necessary to stand. All right,
Buzz.
That. Yes,
give us your feelings on spousal murder.
I'm against spousal murder because not only is it illegal, it's immoral. It's wrong to take another person's life. Thou shalt not murder is one of the commandments, and we should all obey that commandment. If we didn't, there would be chaos in society. There would be no rule of law. It would be maddening. It would be madness, and violence would rule the day. We can't allow spousal marriage. I am against it.
Spousal marriage.
It's spousal murder.
Freudian slip.
Sorry.
Still got more time.
Really, how much?
All right.
I love the game.
This much has become painfully obvious.
Yes?
I suck at this game. Even
so
Buzz beat me at this.
Yeah.
Mike is outstanding at it. Rob is very good at it. I do believe that the only way it would work is if you and I played, Buzz, because we suck. But I think we should let the listeners play.
Okay, yeah, I agree. It's much more... You know what? That's a good call, because it is more fun.
Because, see, now you guys, now that we've explained it to you, little brains, and isn't that funny? I can't do it, yet I'm calling you a little brain.
Yes, but you see what you did, and you started this, and this is where you don't have a little brain, is you gave us all subjects that were very uncomfortable.
Tough ones. So you guys call at 877-365-3636, you little brains, and what we'll do is we will give you a topic, and I guess the first person that can do 30 coherent seconds without saying, and I guess we'll be the judge on what's coherent and what's
absolutely
not coherent, we'll walk away with today's iPod Shuffle.
I like that.
And $100, because here's the only bad thing about the iPod Shuffle, or any of this stuff, is that you get the iPod, and unless you get your music illegally, it costs you like $1 a song.
Really?
So we'll give you $100 so you can get 100 songs.
100 songs to put in the iPod?
And well, Mike, we're going to call it the iPod.
Oh, the iPod. Hey, it's the iPod game.
The iPod.
I like that.
iPod.
Super duper.
Hey, you know who? I bet you BA sucks at this game.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she's worse than I am. Beth Ann?
Yeah.
30 seconds. What's great about having sex with Tom Gavin?
What would be great about having sex with Tom Gavin is that I haven't had sex in 11 years. It's been a long time since I've had sex. So I suppose having sex, even with Tom Gavin, after 11 years, it would be very, very good. I have not felt the strength of a man's arms around my waist. I have not kissed the lips of a male in a long, long time. Actually, it's been 11 years since then as well. So I guess it would be great to have sex with Tom Gavin. Those would be the good things, and he probably paid for
Fantastic, Beth Ann. You have a talent.
Why did you just continue?
No,
would you like to give the phone to the other guy back there?
Oh, yeah, I bet he'd be good to hear you, though.
No, I don't. Because I'll be embarrassed because he'll do great.
Hello?
Great.
All right, 30 seconds without saying, tell us all about why you love Journey so bad.
Go.
The reason I love Journey so bad is because back in the 80s, all the chicks dug Journey, so it was very easy to get dates and drive around town with your Journey music playing.
Speak faster. Don't speak in a tone like this.
I can only do that because that's how fast I think, Don.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
Thank you.
Wow. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so you guys, if you want to win the UPOD, call now.
Yeah.
And let me see. What seven deadly sins did we break?
Now, well, we've done the kitchen sinking for the entire show.
Okay, you know what that is? This is from the article in Radio and Records, the seven deadly sins of doing personality radio.
Mm-hmm. What else have we screwed up today?
Well, let me see. Number one is kitchen sinking. Here's number two. Not recycling bits. This is something that is bad. Not recycling bits, setting appointments, or establishing forward momentum are common sins that feed off each other. Radio listeners channel surf. If your show has something great coming up, why wouldn't you want your audience to hear it? So, you better tell your audience, otherwise they may surf by and miss it. Here are three techniques to help avoid this sin. Number one, leapfrogging. This is where the hosts start a break by verbally leaping over what they're going to do now in an attempt to make sure the audience sticks around for what's coming up. And then he gives you an example of what you do.
He better give us an example, because he's not articulating it very well.
An example. And then has quotation marks. 7:15 a.m. WXYZ morning show. 34 degrees with showers later. Up next, you're not going to believe the hilarious answering machine messages we'll play for you. But first, the headlines. Your audience wants to hear the headlines.
Yeah, that's
but if
so
not, we've given God. Listeners a compelling reason to come back.
Oh, my God.
Huh. Then there's two other sins that are involved with sin number two. This is where radio goes. This is an article about the science of radio, okay? Guys that try to make this for people in our business like it's rocket science. For instance, vertical recycling. This is part of sin number two of personality radio. This means setting an appointment for later in today's show. Many listeners who might not ordinarily listen at 8 a.m. might listen if they hear something about it at 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
How is that a sin? He's not organizing his thoughts properly.
No.
I want to hear sins. I want to hear what we're doing wrong.
Well, the number two sin is not recycling bits. You don't set appointments, and you don't establish forward momentum.
Well, I got news for you. We do that, and we just don't make it that complicated.
Let me see. God damn. Oh, hold on. It's most effective for your listeners if it's 7:15 a.m. and there's something coming up tomorrow in the 7 a.m. out.
I mean, this is
it's
so
confusing
convoluted.
To read. Mm-hmm. If it's 7:15 a.m. Nah. and there's something great coming up tomorrow at 7:15 a.m. in the 7 a.m. hour, let your listeners in the 7 a.m. hour know about it.
Mm-hmm.
The members of the 7 a.m. audience probably have patterns that will allow them to listen tomorrow between 7 and 8 a.m.
Right. Coming up tomorrow at this time, we're going to play the UPOD game again. How's that?
That's brilliant.
Thanks so much.
We'll get back to the seven deadly sins of radio.
If you liked it today,
You'll love it tomorrow. We've only got through two of the seven deadly sins.
Thanks so much.
Personality Radio.
Enjoy our kitchen sinking.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
That accident in Dale City is on the ramp southbound Dale Boulevard to I-95 south. Five vehicles were involved. It's contributing to heavy delays. Carry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and anywhere else. Skin thirst for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carry today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show. Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
You don't have to break the bank for dinner tonight. Get two fresh value meals at Subway for only $8.99 after 4 p.m. Get two 6-inch subs, two 21-ounce drinks, and two bags of chips for only $8.99. Subway, eat fresh.
Broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building. Free FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. You've waited all year for the best deal, and now they're finally here with Keep It Simple Pricing. And now, during the final days of Keep It Simple Pricing, we're making it easier for you to save even more. So get moving and grab a great deal on a great new ride. Drive home a 2006 F-150 regular cab, originally priced at $20,100, but now with the Simple Plan price, buy one for only $15,629. That's a savings of $44.71 off MSRP. Or choose a 2006 Ford Explorer XLS, originally priced at $29,400. But now with the Simple Plan price, buy one for less than $25,000. That's a savings of more than $4,400 off MSRP. So hurry up and get down to your local Ford dealer, because these offers end January 3rd. Offers vary by models, include cash back, and may require Ford credit financing. Availability varies by dealer. Prices exclude tax, title, and registration fees. See participating dealer for details.
Look down and see something unusual. Your toes. Look up at your oatmeal flinging two-year-old and see a halo. Step out of the dressing room in a clingy dress and twirl. Lie about your age and watch no one blink. Whatever your dream at Sport and Health Clubs, it's yours. A place with people like you, for people like you. A club close to where you live, work, and carpool, it's yours. Friendly professionals who'll help you pinpoint your waistline, it's yours. Indoor pool, basketball, tennis, yours, yours, yours. So go ahead, join Sport and Health Clubs, then, ever so briefly, consider a second career as a movie star. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS or visit sportandhealth.com for a free pass to any of our 26 locations, including the perfect club for you.
Get a jump start on your New Year's resolution. Join Sport and Health Clubs by December 31st for a $0 enrollment fee and save up to $200.
Right now, if you post your resume on Monster.com, you're twice as likely to land the job you're looking for. Think about it. Every day, employers search Monster.com looking for talented, qualified people just like you. But they can't find you if you don't post your resume. So post it today, and you'll double your chances of finding the right job. Or better yet, having the right job find you. Plus, with helpful tips and advice, Monster.com is your one-stop career resource center. So go to Monster.com, post your resume, and get the job. Monster.com. Today's the day. Right now, Monster.com is awarding over $100,000 during the Monster Mondays giveaway. Enter to win by posting your resume on Monster.com. Not only could you win big, you could find the job that's right for you. No purchase or resume post necessary to enter. Open to U.S. residents 21 and older. Promotion ends 1-30-06. Full rules and details available at Monster.com. Comscore Networks Incorporated custom research 1005 shows that Monster users who posted a resume were twice as likely to get the job than Monster users who didn't post.
If you're a regular listener, you know I hate to spend money, especially when I can get the item free. I'm referring to extended warranties. For years, I've purchased extended warranties for my cars, but now there's a better way to get extended coverage, and it's absolutely free. It's the BG Protection Plan, and it covers major lubricated parts up to 7 years or 150,000 miles. Simply have your BG flushes performed according to the terms on the BG Protection Plan, and you're covered. Then enjoy the hundreds or thousands you've saved. Let's face it, you have to perform regular preventive maintenance to keep an expensive traditional warranty in effect. And those same BG services get you a free BG warranty. The BG Protection Plan. I'm in. How about you? For details in a nearby participating shop, call 800-327-8883 or on the internet, bgfindashop.com. BG Products, always your best choice. Doing business on-
If your New Year's resolution is saving money, hurry to Kuhn's Honda for big savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles. The area's fastest growing Honda dealer has huge savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles, and you'll be helping a worthy cause. During the 7th annual Kuhn's for Kids campaign, we're donating $50 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for every vehicle we sell.
Doing business the right way.
Customer first, you get $500 in service coupons, computer and internet access at the dealership, free car wash with each service visit, guaranteed availability of advertised specials, and this Kuhn's Honda exclusive, a lifetime warranty on any vehicle repairs we perform. Experience customer first and help St. Jude Children's Research Hospital when you buy at Kuhn's Honda in Manassas, Virginia. I-66 and Business Route 234 or at grabthewheel.com.
Clean up in aisle six.
Nacho cheese. Oh, that's crispy ranch.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Ray, you're going to give me a heart attack.
Sorry.
Why are you hiding under the chips?
Shh. I'm trying to spot the new Keno Doubler Tripler Sprinkler from the Maryland Lottery.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Any minute now, someone could buy a Keno ticket and double or triple their winnings. So it's even better than Keno Doubler.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's totally unpredictable. You never know when the Keno Sprinkler's going to come out. So, do you need camouflage for that?
Bill! Stop, dude.
Dave, gotcha.
How's it going, bro?
I take it you're trying to spot the Keno Sprinkler, too.
No. What's that?
Why are you in the chips?
Looking for sour cream and onion? Duh.
Oh,
man.
Now Keno's even better, because now you have a chance to double or triple your winnings, but only until January 15th. The Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play.
The holidays are over. The relatives are gone. My house looks like it's hungover. And all I've got left, besides the extra lemon cake, glug, and tinsel sticking to my shoe, are the memories. The photos of Sis's twins freaking out on Santa's lap. The videos of the dogs being affectionate under the mistletoe. The music Uncle Eli gave me as downloads, thinking he was so hip. And those games. Big fat apps eating up my hard drive. Sure, I binge during the holidays, I admit it. If media were measured in pounds instead of gigabytes, I'd be wearing size 18 jeans. Between all those photos, videos, games, etc., I must have gained 50 gigs. But today, I'm starting the new year right, starting with my desktop. I'm going to get a new Seagate hard drive and organize my life, at least my digital life. Suddenly, I'll have ample room for all my work stuff, life stuff, fun stuff. Hey, the holidays are over. Suck it up.
And now, buy any Seagate hard drive and get free downloads from Real Player Music Store or GameSpot.com. Photo prints from Shutterfly or movie downloads from MovieLink. See Seagate.com or visit CompUSA or Circuit City for details.
I've always dreamed of doing something great, like running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest. But with my bad back, it was all dreams. Until I got a Sleep Number bed. I set it to 30, the perfect level of firmness for my back, and I began to feel better and better. Now I'm ready to take on the world. Today, I'm running to the park and back. And after that, I'm climbing all the way up to the roof to fix some shingles. So it's not Mount Everest, but it's a start.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep. In fact, in clinical studies, 93% of back pain sufferers reported relief on a Sleep Number bed. Changing the way you sleep could change your life. Find the Sleep Number bed at a Select Comfort store today. Select Comfort stores are located in 15 major malls in the Baltimore and Washington area, including Towson Town Center, the Mall in Columbia, Annapolis Mall, and Marley Station. A Sleep Number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
For the mother of three who wants to be the mother of three bikinis. For the maid of honor who knows 240 guests will be staring at her raspberry taffeta backside. For the systems analyst who wants to be buff and brilliant. Whatever your dream with sport and health clubs, it's yours. What you need, when you need it, where you need it. Group classes that get your heart pumping, it's yours. Strength training and friendly professional trainers, it's yours. Extended hours that fit your schedule, all yours. So go ahead, join sport and health clubs and prepare for victory. Like when you ever so casually, but of course you didn't plan it, run into your ex. Sport and Health Clubs, it's yours. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS or visit sportandhealth.com for a free pass to any of our 26 locations, including the perfect club for you.
Get a jump start on your New Year's resolution. Join Sport and Health Clubs by December 31st for a $0 enrollment fee and save up to $200.
3FM. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you do this for Don and Mike? Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike? Let me tell you something about them little two-bit petty whores, okay? Don and Mike. Them and let me tell you, I met them at a one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was the loofah boy. And I just walked by and I gave him a sponge and a small animal. And yeah, I think, well, you know what happens is you do radio, and D.C.'s a big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, you know, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But, you know, when you do the show, they go, can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in? And you do it. Because, you know, you have Les Moonves with CBS going, put you on UPN.
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the Polynesian band.
Right.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Okay, we've got the iPod Shuffles to give away.
Good.
Beth Ann was always thinking too much. Thinking too much always.
Well, why did she come in with that number? What was
here's
the...
Why. The iPod Shuffle contains room for 120 songs.
Okay.
And what it does is it shuffles them up in a different order.
Nice.
So I said, we'll give away $100 so you can buy 100 songs. She came in during the commercial and said, should we really give away $120 since the iPod Shuffle holds 120 songs? And I said to her, let's just keep it at 100.
Yeah.
And she kind of looked at me like, well, okay, moron.
If they get the iPod Shuffle unit and then they get $100 to buy 100 songs, don't you think maybe at some point they can pop for $20 worth of songs?
She was thinking about the listener. And don't forget to get the new Apple Garden tool, the iPod Shuffle.
The iPod Shuffle.
Not to be confused with the iPod Shuffle.
You can always rip in your own CDs, too. And that's how you save $20.
That's right.
Okay.
Your own stuff.
Sure.
Oh, that's
well,
right.
Well, if you like it, you probably have it.
Sure.
Sure, why not? iPod Shuffle.
Okay, here we go with the game. Now, listen, you guys on the phones, you LBs out there, you've got to remember now, little brains, you've got to do this. Even though I didn't do this game correctly, I still love yelling at you guys about this.
Yeah. Right?
You've got to do it with the cadence and with the timing and the speed.
You have to keep your pace up. You can't.
That Mike and Rob had.
You cannot speak.
And even Buzz. Even, I didn't have it.
You cannot speak in a stilted manner. You got to tackle the subject and dive right
and
in.
You have to fill the 30 seconds.
That is
here
correct.
Here we go. We'll start with the. Let's go to the Canadian lines. Here is Ross. Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys.
Hi, you're on the air. Ross, 30 seconds. Please don't say or
Yes,
tell us why Canada sucks so bad.
You know, Canada sucks so bad because these guys just sit north of the border, they rely on their social, their healthcare system, and their gun laws. They think they're all high and mighty, and that whenever anything goes wrong, they're just going to rely on their big American brothers south of the border to come and protect them, get them out of their trouble, protect them and save them when they're in dire straits, when they're in need. And they set up, they're all high and mighty, thinking that they're all great. And you know what? They're all liberal with their foreigners and their gays up there. And they
excellent job.
Made it. Yeah.
Okay, but I don't want to give him the prize, though.
Well, it's a competition.
We'll pick the best one.
He's a finalist,
yeah,
right?
Thank you.
What's this guy's name?
I don't know. Loser? Ross.
Come on. Hold on. I love you guys.
Although we love you, too. I'm lying.
Ross,
I hate you. Hold on,
Canada.
Ross.
You're in the running.
Perhaps you'll win. I don't know.
I am from Toronto, I admit it, but come on, I'm a
calm
huge
down.
Fan.
Hold on, we'll judge you against everybody else.
Settle down.
Hold on just a second, please. Okay. Here's, do you care where they're from, Mike?
No.
You give the guy, even, you want a guy from Sacramento?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. Here's Corey in the big sack. Corey.
Yeah, Mother Nature's armpit out here.
All right, Mike, you ready to give this guy his topic?
Yeah, I have one topic I was going to give the average citizen, but I'm making a quick change on the fly.
Okay.
All right, good. All right. Are you ready, my friend from Sacramento?
Ready.
30 seconds without saying, tell us what's so wonderful about your fellow man.
The things that are wonderful about my fellow man is that it's not my fellow woman. There's several things that have to do with the fellow man that you really can't apply to women. First of all, I think that men happen to be superior in several aspects of life. I think the biggest would be height. The second would be weight. Third one would probably be brain capacity. And, you know, when I have to relate to men over women, I like to measure them by my height, which is something that, you know, I find important. And women, they just don't measure up in those kind of categories.
Okay, he's a finalist.
Wow, all right, another finalist.
Bastard. Did a little better, actually.
Bastard turning the tables on me like that.
You're mad at him like I was mad at the guy from Canada.
I should have said all of mankind. Instead, he made it a man-woman. He turned the negative into, turned the positive into a negative.
All right, Danny.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Danny, yo, where are you from, Danny?
Reston, Virginia.
Yeah, okay, I just want to know if you're in the listening area of WJFK. Are you?
Absolutely.
Danny.
All right, Danny. Mm-hmm. 30 seconds, don't say Tell us why.
Getting another resistance.
Oh, I got you. Tell us why Bill O'Reilly's radio show is so great. Go.
I think, personally, it is not great. That show needs to be taken off the air, just like you guys have mentioned.
Disqualification.
You're out.
Not what you were asked to say.
All right.
Now, we should have given that buzzer to the Sacramento guy, too, but he was just off before I could catch him.
And the guy from Canada, too, who was just good, but he's Canadian.
So we can, are we canning all of them?
No. We'll pick one at the end. Buzz, you want me to know this?
Sure. Who do we have? Where's the call coming from?
Come on, Buzz. Play along.
I am.
Just pretend.
I can do this, sure.
Okay, you could have a call from Canada, Virginia, state of New York, state of Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Let's do Vermont. I like that.
Vermont. All right, here's Johnny in Vermont. John?
Hey, Buzz. You got a JB with an LB.
Hey, John, do you like TV? Do you watch a lot of TV?
I watch quite a bit of TV.
Okay, for the next 30 seconds, without saying, tell us why television is so bad.
Television sucks these days. I'll tell you, the reason it sucks these days is because there's so many channels. Back when I was a kid, we had to get up and change the channels every time, and there was only four of them here in Vermont. We had WCAX, WPTZ, many, many channels, but nothing on. Channel 5, Channel 4, and Channel 3, ABC, CBS, and NBC. Now that there's all these channels, I got a TiVo for Christmas. I don't know what the hell to put on it. It's really crazy. I mean, I got four channels in my head, and those are the channels I grew up with. Those are my favorites.
He doesn't make it. He didn't take the 30
he
seconds.
He did what I did. Fell mm-hmm. short.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry. I thought it.
Goodbye.
What a shame. Close to Canada.
Mike, this game is no fun when people all win.
I know. We've got to get some. Maybe it's the topics.
Or all the little brains. Yeah. Okay.
The little brains are doing well today.
Let's see. Corey.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We already talked to you, Corey. Here's some guy named Cliff. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
30 seconds. Don't say Tell us why it feels so good to scratch your jock itch. Hey, stupid, go.
Cliff. Okay, hey, I'm ready. I thought you were going to play some background music.
Disqualification.
God, you're a moron.
You can't get out of the starting block.
Save that question, though.
No, I won't, because now all the little brains have heard it on hold. Okay. Peter.
Yes.
Peter, pumpkin eater. Peter, 30 seconds. Don't say up. Tell us why menopause is so tough on women.
Menopause is tough on women because it irritates their husbands. That's why. Menopause is tough because they're heating up at night. I did it already!
Yeah, it's tough.
Thank you.
There was enough.
Is there one guy out there dumb like me? Here is Kai.
Yeah.
Kai?
K-Y? K-Y.
Kai!
What's your name?
Slippery fella.
What's your name?
Kai.
Yeah. Do you want to play?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, give him for Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Yes, Rob.
For 30 seconds, without saying, tell us why war is smart.
Go.
War is so smart because everybody's tough, and I'd rather just bomb everybody and kill everybody. There's nothing I'd rather do than make some napalm, torch everybody. I mean, who really wants peace anyway? There's nothing really peaceful about this life anyway. Air sucks. I mean, why not just torch everything, make everything into a big...
There you go. Yes. Hey, Mr. Cocky.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Cocky, man.
Yeah.
There you go. What do you think about that with the stammers? Hey.
Okay.
Good one.
How about, is he still there? Oh, I'm going to hang up on him. Here's some guy named Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up?
Matt.
I'm ready for you, Matt. All right?
All right, Mike, ready?
Matt, in 30 seconds without saying take us to tales of a nuclear power plant meltdown.
Go.
Go.
Well, when you first walked in there, there's a meltdown going on, and you're just screaming around. You don't know what to say, and you try to find what to do, how to help it. Hello?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Then you walk around town, and you're screaming around. Saying,
you suck.
You're out of there, Matt.
You're awful.
Locked up early on.
Bye, LB.
Very good.
let's see. Thomas.
Hey, Don and Mike, my friends.
Thomas, 30 seconds, don't say up. Tell us what's so great about homosexual sex.
Okay, what is great about homosexual sex is that a man knows exactly what another man would want. A man knows how to please another man better than a woman would. You also could go out.
You were so close. You would have been the winner.
Good subject.
You would have been the winner.
Your arguments were insightful, however.
Are you ready for one more, Mike?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here is Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
You got one for a girl, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Sarah, you'll be the last one.
All right, are you ready, Sarah?
I sure am.
Sarah, describe in 30 seconds without saying, what is the worst thing about being you?
Go.
The worst possible thing about being me is my job. I work in corporate telecommunications, and the market is absolutely horrible right now, and I whore myself out on a daily basis by making cold calls over the phone to businesses that already have telecom services, but I need to sell them stuff that they already have from another provider. The other horrible thing about being me is that I hate doing laundry, so I constantly go out and buy new clothes. I did that today, spending $130 on four sweaters and two pairs of jeans.
Oh, I feel like I'm listening to my wife.
And, of course, once again, Debbie. Just like man, and you know, because it's been a while, Don, what I was supposed to be the worst thing about you.
I know, but she made it
not
through, Mike.
Not being you.
But she made it through.
Damn it!
She made it through,
these
Mike.
These people are cheating!
None of these people are cheating. They're
I
all,
know, God.
Mike, they're all winners, God damn it. That's for sure. All these little brains are winners.
Super duper.
So who do we have as finalists here? We've got...
Oh, they're all over the lot.
I know, we got the guy in Canada, right?
That'd be Ross in Canada.
Then we have your guy in Sacramento.
Yeah.
That's Corey.
Corey, cheater.
Corey. And, was, did we have anybody else that we saw?
It was not good.
Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. Did we only save two people?
Corey, Sarah, and Ross.
Oh, Corey, Sarah, and Ross.
Right, Sarah was the last one.
Right.
Right, who cheated? Sarah.
I didn't think she cheated.
How'd she cheat? Tell us.
Because she changed the...
Oh, by changing...
Nailed it, kind of. I mean, you all kind of flipped it.
Yeah, the only one that didn't flip it was Ross.
Right.
The guy from Canada?
Yeah.
He was the first one.
Ross was the only one that really took the assignment and ran with it.
That's
and didn't
true.
Try to flip it into a, you know...
God.
I know.
Thanks, B.A.
You're welcome.
We could have a... You know, we could have a...
No, I'll just give it the prize. But give me the... It's like all American music.
Sure.
We have something like that.
Something patriotic.
We've got to give the prize to a guy from Canada.
Well, he's the only one that really played it, honestly.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll give him the chance to win the extra $20. Mm-hmm. I'll give him one more.
Okay.
Let's see, where is
it? All or nothing? Can he forfeit?
Would you stop with the all or nothing?
Do 45% of the songs in his iPod have to be Canadian?
You're growing again.
It's a large selection of Gordon Lightfoot.
Hold on, guys. You're getting very close.
Okay.
Ross?
You guys are great. The whole time I was thinking, you're just going to cut me off because I'm from Canada. I can't believe I'm actually getting a chance.
I want to. Trust me. You're the winner, Ben. You have a chance to win.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. You have a chance to win $20 extra.
All right.
30 seconds. Don't say
Okay.
Tell us what's so great about Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams. Oh, my God. Not only is he the best singer on the planet, but all that scar-ridden face from all that acne he must have had growing up. Like, he's just gorgeous. I mean, I shouldn't have the topic about loving gay guys because even though I'm straight as an arrow, man, Bryan Adams just makes you want to turn gay. He's not only sexy, he's got that great deep voice, but, man, his music is just the best. I'm surprised this guy hasn't won more awards than anybody else there is out there. I mean, people are idolizing Elvis and the Beatles.
Okay.
Yeah, Ross.
All right. Ross is the winner. Stay on.
Hey.
He's the winner.
Damn, that's a pisser.
Don, well, I know you don't feel the same way, but Corey from Sacramento didn't win.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It doesn't help.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't help. This little brain wins in Canada.
Rock.
Oh, listen to him shut up. Yeah, congratulations, lucky listener. You've won the iPod Shuffle. Download 120 of your favorite MP3s and songs. Never, never, ever hear them the same way. This iPod Shuffle comes to you courtesy of us. Because we had to buy these because Infinity sucks so much. Because
sure.
We're not supposed to say anything bad about Infinity.
Oh, no.
Infinity's so great.
Oops.
They wouldn't get these for us to give away.
You guys are the best.
Stay on the line for your math question.
Your math question.
Hold on,
please. I liked Ross. I can't help it.
Kind of a shaky start.
I heard
Buzz song. That was kind of... We'll do that again sometime. In about 10 years.
I felt a soft spot in my heart for Ross. You know, but I've always been partial to Canadians.
I hate that about you, Mike.
I know you do. I know. But hey... As far as Corey from Sacramento, real sorry, pal.
Sorry, couldn't do it, pal.
Tell him to his face. Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You know, we happen to have we actually have a few extra iPod shuffles left.
We have 10 of them, Mike.
10 left, yeah. Did you hear that, Corey?
Yeah, so can I call back or do I get a consolation prize?
You know what? You want a consolation prize?
I'd love a consolation prize.
You know what? Because really, a lot of people I have problems with from Sacramento. But you, Corey? No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Well played.
Hey, Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, Sarah.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah, smile.
Sarah, who's used to getting her way.
You know, I would be willing to give Sarah something if she took the category the same way and did 30 seconds. The worst thing about her.
All right.
Not about being her. Not you, Sarah. What is bad about you?
Ready? Doctor.
Go.
The worst thing about me is my feet. I'm very short. I'm 5'2", and I have 5'9" foot, which normally wouldn't be a problem except for the fact that most of my foot is toes. So when buying sandals, I have to make sure that they cover up the middle part of my foot so it doesn't look like I have a hand growing out of the bottom of my calf. And also, when I go to get pedicures, the little Taiwanese ladies constantly laugh at the longness of my toes. I also have a huge space between my big toe and the second toe. It's so big that I could probably fit a carrot in between and make it look like I have six toes if I really want to.
That's a complete turnaround,
yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Now, you've won me over.
We don't have an iPod to give her.
Sorry, Don.
No, do you really want that?
An iPod?
Yes.
Oh, I would love one.
The iPod shuffle?
Sure.
Yes. That made me very happy. I really appreciate it, guys.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we didn't have one.
Well, I mean, we do if we don't give one away tomorrow.
I know. But we have to give one away tomorrow. We've already promoted it.
I listen every day, and I used to come down to your studio and participate in your trivia games, if that helps.
You mean when people used to strip?
Yeah.
Really? So you're a prize pig?
Yeah.
You've won before.
Oh, you're the one with the
No. I never won. I always got voted out.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? It's an iPod, but to her, it's a me pod.
Well, I don't know what to do.
We ought to leave it to Rob. Rob's the listener.
You're the goddamn prize or not. Hold on. I got to play this entrance.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Me.
He made it up.
All right, Robbie, what's your decision?
No present for her.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
sorry. Because she came in second. I mean, and that's good. Second is good.
Second is strong.
Not even a consolation prize for
her? No, I'm sorry. Nothing.
Sarah, hold on for nothing. Hi, Buzz.
Don't worry, Mike. Don't worry, Sarah. Smile.
You're great, Rob. I just want to say that.
Good job.
You're really great. It was really not a nice way to just tell her to...
Why we had Rob doing
pound sand.
Yes, that's right.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
In Maryland, on the outer loop of the Beltway at Colesville Road, a crash is occupying your left side of the roadway now. Car ran into a Jersey wall. Stay to the right to get around that. Get up to a $40 rebate with the purchase of a set of four Select Goodyear tires. Offer ends January 21st, 2006. Look for the Goodyear sign or call 1-800-GOODYEAR. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
The holidays are over. The relatives are gone. My house looks like it's hungover. And all I've got left, besides the extra lemon cake, glug, and tinsel sticking to my shoe, are the memories. The photos of Sis's twins freaking out on Santa's lap. The videos of the dogs being affectionate under the mistletoe. The music Uncle Eli gave me as downloads, thinking he was so hip. And those games. Big fat apps eating up my hard drive. Sure, I binge during the holidays, I admit it. If media were measured in pounds instead of gigabytes, I'd be wearing size 18 jeans. Between all those photos, videos, games, etc., I must have gained 50 gigs. But today, I'm starting the new year right, starting with my desktop. I'm going to get a new Seagate hard drive and organize my life, at least my digital life. Suddenly, I'll have ample room for all my work stuff, life stuff, fun stuff. Hey, the holidays are over. Suck it up.
And now, buy any Seagate hard drive and get free downloads from Real Player Music Store or GameSpot.com. Photo prints from Shutterfly or movie downloads from MovieLink. See Seagate.com or visit CompUSA or Circuit City for details.
I'm always way ahead of the curve in knowing what's in and what's out. Leg warmers, they said they're coming back in, still out. Those big fuzzy boots, on their way out, ugh. But here's what's going to be in, the next big thing, Wisp. Yes, sir, Wisp is better than ever this winter. Easy to get to, there's always plenty of snow. Wisp has one of the largest snowmaking operations in the world. And they've added 10 new trails and 2 new lifts. With challenges for every level, the activity never stops. Terrain parks, the Bear Claw Tubing Park, a full event schedule. Wisp is surrounded by beautiful scenery and terrific accommodations. Wisp is the real deal. Don't look any further for a great winter vacation. Hey, if anyone knows about that, it's me.
Real fun, real Wisp. Here's your chance to rest easier at Wisp. When you stay 2 nights, your 3rd night is free. You can't beat that deal, so plan your trip today. To find out more, visit WispResort.com. Some restrictions apply.
Everybody knows that after Christmas is one of the best times to find great deals. And that's true here at Mattress Discounters.
That's Lisa Evans. Mattress Discounters is giving away free pillow top mattress sets worth over $350.
During our buy one, get one free event.
Until tomorrow night at 9. When you buy any famous name queen or king set at any Mattress Discounter store,
we'll give you a pillow top twin set absolutely free.
And if you don't need a second mattress,
we'll give you $200 of free comfort cash.
Use your comfort cash to buy anything you want in the store.
But that's not all. We also give you no interest and no payments for a full year.
No down payment, no interest, and pay nothing until 2007. Call 1-800-BUY-A-BED for all the details.
Mattress Discounter's huge New Year's double offer ends tomorrow night at 9.
Have a good night, sleep on
Mattress Discounter's New Year's sale ends tomorrow. Don't miss buy one, get one free savings plus free financing. No down payment, no interest, and pay nothing until 2007. Call 1-800-BUY-A-BED.
You've waited all year for the best deals, and now they're finally here with Keep It Simple Pricing. And now, during the final days of Keep It Simple Pricing, we're making it easier for you to save even more. So get moving and grab a great deal on a great new ride. Drive home a 2006 F-150 regular cab, originally priced at $20,100, but now with the simple plan price, buy one for only $15,629. That's a savings of $44.71 off MSRP. Or choose a 2006 Ford Explorer XLS, originally priced at $29,400. But now with the simple plan price, buy one for less than $25,000. That's a savings of more than $4,400 off MSRP. So hurry up and get down to your local Ford dealer, because these offers end January 3rd. Offers vary by models, include cash back, and may require Ford credit financing. Availability varies by dealer. Prices exclude tax, title, and registration fees. See participating dealer for details.
Free FM. Time out.
Complete the saga with Star Wars Revenge of the Sith on DVD and continue the battles with Star Wars Battlefront II, the video game, available now. Barmy Wines and Liquors announces its biggest wine sale ever. For more info, please call Barmy Wines at 202-833-8730 or visit barmywines.com. That's BAMRYwines.com. Call today and save loads of money on your holiday party.
Start 2006 off by treating yourself to a new vehicle. Over the New Year's weekend, stop by Chantilly Auto Park during their year-end sales event and see all the great deals on Dodges, Fords, Toyotas, Chryslers, Jeeps, Infinities, Jaguars, and Land Rovers. Just visit any Chantilly Auto Park dealers this Friday through Monday and receive a free pair of tickets to the year's biggest event, the Washington Auto Show, at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center Tuesday, January 24th through Sunday, January 29th. Get down to Chantilly Auto Park this New Year's weekend for weekday Washington Auto Show tickets while supplies last.
Find even more things to do at AOL.com.
You know, there's an old Hawaiian saying that goes, Makalaka Haka, Onawa, Huna, Olaka, Juna, Olka, Kruna, Kona, which means 7-Eleven now offers delicious world roast coffees, including the rich, medium-bodied flavor of the Hawaiian Kona Blend coffee. Which reminds me of another saying, Haka Wanta Nak Justa Chaka, meaning the well-balanced flavor of Hawaiian Kona Blend coffee is brewed fresh every 30 minutes at participating 7-Eleven stores. Oh, thank heaven. Aloha.
All right. Smith, contracts in order?
Yes, sir.
What was that?
My stomach. I skipped breakfast.
Oh. Okay, Gene, is your team ready?
Oh, dear. I skipped, too.
Oh, Jenkins.
I didn't eat either.
What's wrong with you people?
Stomach growling? You don't have to skip breakfast. Whip into 7-Eleven for our new pancake breakfast sandwiches. Double sausage and cheese or molasses ham with egg between fluffy maple pancakes. They're great on the go. Oh, thank heaven. At participating 7-Eleven stores.
EB from the Junkies here for Best Buy. I've told you I routinely go to Best Buy several times a month. But during the holidays, you might find me at the Best Buy in Rockville two or three times a week. I love the place. If you didn't get what you really wanted this year, Best Buy is just the place for you. They have all the stuff you love, including the greatest MP3 players you love, like the hot iPods. You can take your music anywhere. Shocker, my wife and I both bought ours at Best Buy. I even got the fancy little carrying case at Best Buy also. If you need notebook computers so you can work or surf the internet practically anywhere, make sure you check out Best Buy. From Compaq to Toshiba, HP, they've got all the hottest brands. They've got the latest and coolest cell phones, so you are never too far out of touch, like the Motorola Razr that I own. They've got all the music and movies you love, from new releases to classics to last year's hot TV shows. And Best Buy has the newest and greatest digital cameras and camcorders, so you can capture all those special moments. If you don't know exactly what you want, the nice folks at Best Buy are there to offer you suggestions and ideas. So, if you don't find anything that you really wanted this year under the tree or in your stocking, don't worry. Best Buy is standing by to take care of you.
Mr. Shatner, is it your testimony that Priceline actually lets you choose your exact flight?
Yes, it is, sir.
I can pick exactly what I want and still get a good deal.
Yes.
Flight times.
Mm-hmm.
Airlines.
Sure.
Nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
Without ever having to bid?
Not if you don't want to.
Counselor, where are you going with this?
Your Honor, I think he's going to Priceline. Priceline. Shop, compare, save.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
Coming this January, all new Hallmark Channel mystery movies, new crimes, new cases. Leah Thompson in Jane Doe, Kelly Martin in Mystery Woman, and introducing a new detective. You were expecting me? Dick Van Dyke in the world premiere of Murder 101. Premiere Saturday night at 9, 8 Central. The Hallmark Channel mystery movie. A new chance to uncover the truth.
That was pretty slick.
Only on Hallmark Channel.
Sometimes it takes a combination of medicines to really treat a chest cold. But that doesn't mean they can't all come in one package. Introducing Tylenol Chest Congestion with Cool Burst. A unique combination of medicines that can help you feel better in multiple ways. By loosening your congestion, making coughs more productive, and relieving the pain that can come with a chest cold. So you can get multiple kinds of relief, but you only need one formula. Stop. Think. Tylenol Chest Congestion. Take only as directed.
Phillip Daniels giving chase. McMahon steps up, fires. It's deflected. Intercepted by Lamar Marshall. He does it again to the Eagle 23.
The NFL playoffs. Skins Bucks. Saturday on 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Weren't those guys in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
You know, can I tell you one other thing? The movie theater there in front of the Cinerama won't let them use their bathroom.
Bummer.
That stinks. I mean, that's terrible. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's an outrage.
It is. Let's jump on this car.
That's right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Now, let's try to go live to the bathroom. I'm in the studio still.
Hello?
Hey, Mike. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can I?
Let me go under the monitor so I can hear you.
Okay, hold on.
That dumbass amateur.
Hi, Judge.
As my Mexican friend said...
What?
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Hi, Robert.
And I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
Don, are you still hitting the buttons?
I am, Mike.
It's pretty cool. I'm listening to you on the bathroom monitor speaker.
George Michael.
You just played the George Michael tape.
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
All right, Judge. I'm down waiting for all my pals to come down here to flush drugs down the toilet.
Yeah, all right.
Daylight. All right, Mike, just give me a mic level, and then I'll leave the studio and come join
check.
You.
Testing 1-2. 1-2-3. Testosterone 1-2. Testosterone
anybody
1-2.
Anybody else with a mic in there? Is there more than one mic?
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
three mics.
What's his name?
Buzz?
Matt. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
We need to check the other mic. Don's
check
mic.
Echo.
Check 1-2. Check.
Okay.
It's working.
Here we go.
Boy, these levels are all screwed up,
this
though.
This is yours. Which is, do they both sound good?
Hello?
Don?
Yes, Mike.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
This is your mic.
Okay.
This is my mic.
Can't be that hungry.
Is there a difference in levels? Let me try yours again. Don?
Yes, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Mike, don't play with me.
All right. Check 1-2. Your mic, 1-2-3-4. My mic, 1-2-3-4.
Who's the best?
My mic.
Well, Mike's is, but we'll deal with it.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Hey.
I apologize for my language.
Okay, you should, Judge.
How's it taste?
Well, we're going to find out in a minute.
Well, Mike's mic is really overmodulating.
You said my mic's really overmodulating, Matt, so why don't you take it?
I'll be back there to join you. Mike?
Yeah.
I know you waited a long time to hear this.
Don, what did you say, what?
It's all yours until I get to the bathroom.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hi. This is Mike.
Crying, pipsqueaking ass.
I thought he left the board.
So did I.
Beth Ann, are you doing that? Or, Don, you're still in the studio.
Yes, Mike, I'm doing it. It's Beth Ann.
Come on. Come on down here. He's funny, man.
It's always somebody looking for some.
You funny man.
Who else have you blabbed to?
All right,
a lot of people.
You ready?
Are you coming down?
Yeah. Okay. You plugged in, BA.
All right, I'm down here.
Who's got,
the narcotic? Oh, I do. Here are the narcotics.
Oh my God.
Momentarily. Let's say hi to everybody that's in here. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Joe, this is all going to center around you. I'm holding them very close to you. There it is. 100%. Hydrocodone. That's Vicodin, right?
All right. And let's
Is that the generic name for Vicodin?
Yeah. And they are 7.5s. Good stuff, Buzz.
Yeah.
It's a sad day.
Well, these 7.5s in a matter of no time are going to be going into the sewage system here in Fairfax, Virginia.
A Vic is a terrible thing to waste.
Now, you two boys seem to be experts on Vicodin, don't you?
We know it well.
You know this stuff.
Michael.
How do I sound? How is that show?
I have no idea how the microphone. I have no idea how the microphones sound.
We were just
having sound good.
Really good Vicodin chat here.
Well, let's do it. Let's flush them.
Here they are. Do you want? What do you want to do? Do you want to have Joe?
Joe, would you like to name them?
No.
Each of the 11.
No.
Okay, hold on. Mike's moving into the bathroom.
I'll go into the smallest stall.
Yes.
Okay, let's go. You want to go into the bigger one? Smart guy, okay.
Let's go in.
Doing the best I can here.
Let's go in the handicap stall where somebody's already got the newspapers out.
Sure.
Hey, look. Don. Don.
Your Washington Nationals lost last night.
I think it might be a real good idea to leave that paper out for the black light later on.
I shouldn't be touching it. Okay, Joe, come on over here.
Hey, Joe.
You know, Mike, now that we're in the bathroom with Joe and the pills...
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you rather just let him flush them all at once and then get right to the black light?
Absolutely.
Joe?
Here we go.
All right.
Now, Joe.
Sad.
Now, Joe, really, there's 11 of them there. Don't you swallow them, Joe. Would that have been a weekend of fun for you?
Let's see. What do we got in there?
There's 11.
11?
He just told you
Friday,
that.
Friday.
Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday. And then two to get to work so you don't detox at work. So, yeah, that would be perfect. Perfect.
Is that an essay question?
And, Joe, will this bother you to flush?
No. If this is what Mike wants to do, that's fine.
Well, you know, I just believe in upholding the law. And since I'm not going to take them, and they were prescribed for me, somewhat of a famous, well-known radio personality, I think it's best that we send them into Toilet Town.
All right, Joe, do it.
Here we go. Do we want to get some water?
Here we go. That was great.
Now, hold on.
sound like Bill.
Before we actually do this, anybody in the building that really wants them, Mike, I'm sure even you would say.
You would say,
if somebody,
as a remnant of someone's toilet paper,
they are
against them.
They are now. They have simply gathered
right
at the bottom of the bowl. If you were so inclined,
they're dissolving.
Are they really?
It kind of looks like Edgar Winter works here.
If you were so inclined, you could come in and put your hand into the bowl and pull them out.
Bob made an albino poop joke.
Last chance.
Again.
Last chance. They're going. Going. Joe, tell them goodbye.
Goodbye, Pills.
See you later, suckers. You didn't do that much for me.
That's
except
it. Like
enjoy a few baseball games in Florida.
That's it. Those pills are gone.
The toilet appears to be smiling.
And now
I will save this. I will save this pill box. And Don, you know how they give you the instructions on the side. Look at that. Look at this.
It should say not refillable.
A lot of stuff. Oh, let me hold on. Yeah, no refills left. Yeah.
No refills left. May cause drowsiness more than this medication than recommended.
Exactly.
May cause serious breathing problems. That's a good, valuable lesson for all of our listeners.
Let's turn off the lights.
Well, what's the third thing say, Mike?
I can't read it. The lights are off.
It says, do not take with alcoholic beverage.
Oh, I didn't pay attention.
Okay, now we've got the black lights.
Already I see.
And
first thing I checked was the microphone.
And we've got all kinds of stains that go all the way up the wall. Now, who's got the camera here for our website?
I have it in my pocket.
Hold Rob?
On. Don is holding the black light above the sink, and there is splatter all above. I mean,
now,
seriously, 4 feet over the sink.
We've all watched enough CSI to know, you know, let's go right back into that.
Bad time? Don, go to the urinal. Go to the urinal.
Let's go to the urinal and start here.
That's the big one.
Okay. Now, this is a hodgepodge of germs. I'm on the wall now. Look at all the stains that you normally would not see. Let's hold on. Let me get it. How about right over here, Robbie?
Now, I dare you to go lower.
Yeah. I'll go lower, Buzz.
The flash is... Yeah.
Hold on. How about... Look at the toilet itself.
Should be a flash.
Look at the toilet itself. Okay, we got two black lights now. The price of one. Look at all the stains on this toilet. Let's go.
Not really. I think it's going to not happen.
Hold on. Let's go into the stall.
Sorry,
take
folks
a look inside here.
Might be.
You're gonna have to paint with your words.
Hold on a sec. Oh!
Just as
ow! Come here! Come here, guys! Look at this. Look at the seat.
Look
at the toilet seat.
These are large particles.
And now look at the wall directly next to this toilet.
Look at the stains. It looks like wallpaper.
These are stains that would not normally be seen with the naked eye.
How about where your hands go, right where the latch is, right on the door, right here.
Right on the door? Hold on, Mike. And
Not that bad.
Not that bad. How about on the outside? How about on the other wall? Oh, hold on a second. Pleased to be letting me check out the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, the floor is the grossest.
Hold on. Here we go.
Especially around the toilet.
Floor? You know, Buzz?
No, not really.
I don't know what this says about us as people who work here.
Perhaps it's been mopped.
But the area on the floor is fine, but the wall directly to the left of the sit-down toilet? I don't know what people are doing in here.
I can give you the solution. Is because the toilet overflows twice a week.
Right.
If the DNA's on the floor, it's been washed away.
Yeah, but Rob, hold on a second. Come in here for a second.
How
do you explain the stains that are at least 5 feet high in the air?
I can explain that.
Buzz can explain it?
Yeah, a lot of us have vision problems.
If it's that high, it's got to be Jason Bishop.
Right?
Those are way above our heads.
Yeah, that's the
worst. All the way up to the ceiling,
wow,
there's DNA.
Wow.
What causes this?
All right, hold on a second. Now, back over. Now, Mike, are you...
Over in the largest.
You're at the handicap stall?
Let's take a look at this one. First of all, the black light around the...
Oh!
That looks seriously like somebody might have had a
Hey, Rob, see if you get a picture
probably,
of this.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second.
Come see if you get a picture
that
of
numero
this.
Numero uno, Buzz?
Yeah.
I believe that is.
I think so.
But what, it's a different color than the other thing, isn't
it? Yeah.
Sure is. Can you get that, Rob? Come on, for God's sake. I don't feel too gay. I'm in the bathroom. I'm in a stall with Mike holding a black light.
How are you?
Hey, Ann, you ready to take the picture?
It probably won't come out.
Yeah.
Hey, take a look at this toilet, though.
Let's check out the, look at the handicapped toilet.
Oh,
look
my
at,
God.
Hold on. Oh,
that's handicapped.
Oh, dear.
How about where you flush?
Oh, there. Oh, God, use your foot.
Hold on. Look at this other side.
That is so
Look
foul.
At this other side.
Oh, that is...
There are so many. It is like... Do you remember...
I'm getting a gag reflex
looks like
here.
A 1,000 Nike logos.
Do you remember the splatter art when you were a kid when you would go to the...
Oh,
moon
the
walk?
Spin art.
Yeah, spin art.
Hey, you want to see something funny?
What?
Give me the black light.
Here you go.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
How about these teeth, huh? Aren't these teeth something?
I've never seen them whiter.
Hey, hold on a second. Do that again. How come that... I'm not kidding. How come
that's
that...
Bonding. That's bonding.
Oh, I see, because the one tooth of yours is
does not
light up.
That's the way I'd look if I was a real guy. How are you?
And now we're back over by the sink area.
I bet the end sink.
And
here, maybe by the paper towels.
Oh, by the paper towels, Buzz.
You see on the wall here.
Oh,
hold
on.
Here we go.
Not really. Look at this.
That might, you know, seriously, as I'm looking at that, that is... Water. So water,
it,
like
in.
Yeah. I mean, that can't be the bad stuff.
No, not over here.
I don't know, guys.
Most people's hands.
I don't know. But doesn't the bad stuff over here by this wall look the same as the bad stuff over there by the toilet?
I think it might be in drippings.
I think so, too.
Coming off a hand.
I really think so.
NOD.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's open the door for a second.
All right.
And go into the real world.
Here we go.
Oh,
move toward the light.
Work outside?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Oh, good. What a beautiful
and
time.
Can we walk outside for a second? How great would this
be?
God damn, I hope these mics
what
sound
what gorgeous. Can they be heard out here, Matt?
I guess we'll find out, won't we?
All right.
I can hear you.
Oh, now, be like this.
Can we walk down to the street?
He's
going
to
check
right
on
now.
That. He's
oh.
Right. I'm looking at him. Make sure he lets us know.
Be like this on a nice,
gorgeous,
beautiful
we
day. Gorgeous.
We the whole show outside.
Maybe we can get these ladies. Ladies, hi there. We're doing a national radio show. How are you? Would you like to see something about America?
Sure.
What's your name?
Amber.
And where are you girls from?
From Pakistan.
Pakistan, of course. Come with me. I want to show you something in our bathroom in the radio station.
Come on in. Come on in.
Love to have you.
These are a couple of women from Pakistan who are just walking by the radio station.
We required witnesses. We're going to show you how okay. Lovely our bathrooms are.
Please, come this way.
Now.
You ever watch CSI?
Yeah, they've got Uji Burr.
Never been
to the Jewel. Now.
All right.
This will be. No. Come on in.
Oh,
okay.
Come here. No one's going to hurt you.
Come on in.
This is totally innocent. We're just going to show. They are refusing.
Yes.
Joan, do you want to come in and see the bathroom?
Joan, please. No,
the Pakistani ladies are not coming into the bathroom.
Wait a minute, hold on. The Pakistan...
They're fleeing, and we can't hold them against their will.
The ladies from Pakistan are running away.
Running out of the building.
They got all the way in by the bathroom. We just wanted to show them.
Sure. Why? Are we going outside again?
Well, we got a break.
Oh.
We got to take a break first.
Were you able to recommend a dentist that did your bonding?
Yeah. You know, I'd like to take a look at those choppers under the black light.
What kind of world do we live in when a pack of men can't coax women into a men's room?
I know.
Three to come to.
You know, this many chunks of man meat and they wouldn't come into the bathroom?
I don't know.
Two beautiful Pakistani women.
What could possibly go wrong?
I know.
Bethann, if you can hear me, let's go to...
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM.
Southbound 95 in Virginia continues slow at the Beltway past 123. An accident after Lorton picks up your left lane. It's slow again from Triangle to an accident after Quantico, also in the left lane. Your New Year's resolution starts with Gold's Gym. Join today and get 50% off enrollment or 2-for-1 when you bring a friend. Call 1-800-99-GOLD to visit goldsgym.com. Today, I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
WJFK. You don't have to break the bank for dinner tonight. Get two fresh value meals at Subway for only $8.99 after 4 p.m.
best. Get 2 6-inch subs, 2 21-ounce drinks, and 2 bags of chips for only $8.99. Subway, eat fresh.
Broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building, 3 FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Right now, if you post your resume on Monster.com, you're twice as likely to land the job you're looking for. Think about it. Every day, employers search Monster.com looking for talented, qualified people just like you. But they can't find you if you don't post your resume. So post it today, and you'll double your chances of finding the right job. Or better yet, having the right job find you. Plus, with helpful tips and advice, Monster.com is your one-stop career resource center. So go to Monster.com, post your resume, and get the job. Monster.com. Today's the day. Right now, Monster.com's awarding over $100,000 during the Monster Mondays giveaway. Enter to win by posting your resume on Monster.com. Not only could you win big, you could find the job that's right for you. No purchase or resume post necessary to enter. Open U.S. residents 21 and older. Promotion ends 1/30/06. Full rules and details available at Monster.com. Comscore Network Incorporated custom research 1005 shows that Monster users who posted a resume were twice as likely to get the job than Monster users who didn't post.
The concert tour everyone is talking about. Neil, Tommy Lee, Nikki Sixx, Nick Mars, The Crew. Motley Crue, all the original members. The Carnival of Sins Tour, February 15th at First Mariner Arena. Motley Crue. Performing all the hits, including new songs from the anthology, Red, White, and Crew, in stores now. What happens at the show stays at the show. The world's most infamous rock band, Motley Crue, February 15th at First Mariner Arena. Tickets are on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone or online at Cellardoor.com and Ticketmaster.com. Motley Crue, the Carnival of Sins Tour, produced by Cellardoor.
All right, lesson one, the best definition of the word park. Not as in put your car in park. No, 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 no. Not as in park yourself on the couch. Oh, get up, you couch potato. No, no, we mean Chantilly Auto Park. The very best definition of the word park. And the very best place to find the perfect new or used car. Chantilly Auto Park is not a park with birds, ponds, and little children with kites. No, no, no. It's a one-of-a-kind auto park with over 50 acres of Fords, Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Toyotas, Infinities, Jaguars, Land Rovers, and more. All offering the best prices, state-of-the-art service centers, roomy showrooms, Saturday service, and acres of convenient parking! Ha! Sorry. Getting there is easy. Just 1 mile west of Route 28 at Route 50 and Stonecroft Boulevard. Experience the new definition of park. Chantilly Auto Park. Good show. Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly Auto Park gives you top dollar for trades and service loaners for life. Plus, during their year-end sale, lease new Explorers from $2.99 a month.
It's time to kick things up again!
It's the mother of all homecoming.
The WWE has come back home.
Every Monday, WWE Raw comes home to USA Network, the place where it all began. Featuring Stone Cold Steve Austin, the champ John Cena.
You want to do something, you just do it.
The boss, Mr. McMahon, Hall of Fame legend Hulk Hogan.
If you want to match with me, all you had to do was ask.
Rick Flair, Shawn Michaels, the Divas, and the return of Triple H.
The King is back on his throne.
The WWE Raw Homecoming.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Every Monday at 9, 8 Central on USA Network.
Get USA on Cox Cable for $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 703-480-6222. Expires 1906. New customers only in Cox wired serviceable locations.
Here in D.C., our nation's official capital, the official flower is the American Beauty Rose. The official tree is the Scarlet Oak. And the unofficial amphibian is the Gecko. You didn't know that? Well, then you must never have called GEICO for your free rate quote on car insurance. Or if you've called before, it's time to call again. You could discover the impressive savings that makes Washingtonians love the gecko almost as much as they love the official bird, the wood thrush. In fact, GEICO drivers are so happy with their decision to switch that they've given us one of the highest satisfaction ratings in the business. Can everyone save by switching to GEICO? Let's just say we never forget the district's official motto, Justice for All.
To find out how much you could save by switching to GEICO, give us a call at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Or log on to GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you're a regular listener, you know I hate to spend money, especially when I can get the item free. I'm referring to extended warranties. For years, I've purchased extended warranties for my cars, but now there's a better way to get extended coverage, and it's absolutely free. It's the BG Protection Plan, and it covers major lubricated parts up to 7 years or 150,000 miles. Simply have your BG flushes performed according to the terms on the BG Protection Plan, and you're covered. Then enjoy the hundreds or thousands you've saved. Let's face it, you have to perform regular preventive maintenance to keep an expensive traditional warranty in effect. And those same BG services get you a free BG warranty. The BG Protection Plan. I'm in. How about you? For details in a nearby participating shop, call 800-327-8883 or on the internet, bgfindashop.com. BG products, always your best choice.
Doing business the right way every day.
If your New Year's resolution is saving money, hurry to Kuhn's Honda for big savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles. The area's fastest-growing Honda dealer has huge savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles, and you'll be helping a worthy cause. During the 7th annual Kuhn's for Kids campaign, we're donating $50 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for every vehicle we sell.
Doing business the right way.
Customer first, you get $500 in service coupons, computer and internet access at the dealership, free car wash with each service visit, guaranteed availability of advertised specials, and this Kuhn's Honda exclusive, a lifetime warranty on any vehicle repairs we perform. Experience customer first and help St. Jude Children's Research Hospital when you buy at Kuhn's Honda in Manassas, Virginia. I-66 and Business Route 234 or at grabthewheel.com.
Crispy Ranch.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Ray, you're going to give me a heart attack.
Sorry.
Why are you hiding under the chips?
Shh. I'm trying to spot the new Keno Doubler Tripler Sprinkler from the Maryland Lottery.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Any minute now, someone could buy a Keno ticket and double or triple their winnings. So it's even better than Keno Doubler.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's totally unpredictable. You never know when the Keno Sprinkler's going to come out.
So you need camouflage for that?
Bill! Stop, dude!
Dave, gotcha.
How's it going, bro?
I take it you're trying to spot the Keno Sprinkler, too.
No. What's that?
Why are you in the chips?
Looking for sour cream and onion? Duh.
Oh,
man.
Now Keno's even better, because now you have a chance to double or triple your winnings, but only until January 15th. The Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play.
The holidays are over. The relatives are gone. My house looks like it's hungover. And all I got left, besides the extra lemon cake, glug, and tinsel sticking to my shoe, are the memories. The photos of Sis's twins freaking out on Santa's lap. The videos of the dogs being affectionate under the mistletoe. The music Uncle Eli gave me as downloads thinking he was so hip. And those games. Big fat apps eating up my hard drive. Sure, I binge during the holidays, I admit it. If media were measured in pounds instead of gigabytes, I'd be wearing size 18 jeans. Between all those photos, videos, games, etc., I must have gained 50 gigs. But today, I'm starting the new year right. Starting with my desktop, I'm going to get a new Seagate hard drive and organize my life. At least my digital life. Suddenly, I'll have ample room for all my work stuff, life stuff, fun stuff. Hey, the holidays are over. Suck it up.
And now, buy any Seagate hard drive and get free downloads from Real Player Music Store or GameSpot.com. Photo prints from Shutterfly or movie downloads from MovieLink. See Seagate.com or visit CompUSA or Circuit City for details.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what happened?
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
Bravo.
Yes, sir.
To the bathroom.
Hi, Bobo.
We're going back?
All of you. Yeah, go back.
Okay.
Go back because...
go ahead.
All right. I'm going to stay here.
Now.
Okay, go ahead.
Goodbye.
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 See you.
Bye, Ben.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you.
Are you going or not?
What's that?
Are you going or not?
I gotta go.
Come on, go.
I'd love to.
When we were in the bathroom with the Vicodins, and we were taking pictures for the website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, I'm not sure if they're going to turn out or not, with all of the various biological stains that are absolutely invisible to the naked eye. You've got to have a black light to see them. Beth Ann McBride, who's been our producer for almost a year, has never seen the magic of black light bathroom art. And Buzz? Oh, hi, Buzz.
It's hardly right. We need to correct that.
Yeah, so Beth Ann, who was in here running the board during the last bathroom trip, is now going to join you guys and give us a different perspective on exactly what she's seeing.
Hi, Don.
Hi, who's this, please?
This is Mike.
We don't need to waste no time speculating on his case or feeling sorry for him.
What, Mike?
Beth Ann has just made her way into the men's bathroom, and she has on a Playtex living glove.
That's fine. Now, can we give Beth Ann a microphone as well?
I have one.
She has
okay.
a microphone.
There she is.
Oh,
now,
wait, Buzz.
What's going on, B.A.?
Buzz just broke the black light.
No, he didn't. That's indestructible.
It just fell over. I'm pulling
it
one of them.
It still stinks in here.
Beth Ann, first off, can you tell how dirty the bathroom is with the lights on?
Yeah, it's nasty.
Look at this wall in the daylight. Well, wait, yeah, just check it out in the daylight first.
In the daylight.
Look at it in the daylight.
Okay. All right, this is the way it looks in,
it is,
to your naked eye with fluorescent lights on.
All the way to the ceiling.
All the way to the ceiling, yeah.
All right, now.
And it's black tile, and it really shows up.
Well, wait till we turn the lights off, darling, and
are you
turn the black light on.
Close my eyes.
Yeah, do it.
Turn the lights off.
We'd like a real reaction from B.A.
And check out the wall.
Oh, my God.
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
This would be the time we need your reaction verbally.
Describe really does look like an episode from CSI.
Please describe what you're seeing.
It's so color. I mean, it's that light really shows up. What could that possibly be?
Beth Ann, don't you know what it is?
I know, but I can't believe you guys come back. It's gross.
It's either.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Is it what?
Number one, number two, or number three?
What, Don?
I said it's either number one, number two, or number three.
Beth Ann.
Yeah, Mike.
You're in a darkened bathroom.
No, I know why the Pakistani women ran.
With four strange men.
Where's the broomstick?
Hey, Buzz, take her to the big stall.
You know what? What is that?
I found a new...
He said with a smile in his mouth.
Okay.
But I have found a spot that I think we missed on the earlier inspection.
I'm going to get the...
Oh, dear.
Where is it, Mike?
Four, is it?
Oh, I mean, hey, man. Anybody want any relish on that hot dog?
Hold on. Where is it?
Yeah. I missed J-Dub.
That's nasty.
Where is... Guys?
Yeah.
Where is the stain exactly in the bathroom?
When you're sitting in the small stall, Don, and you're facing out towards the sink, which hopefully is used by everybody when they're done doing that.
Right.
It's to your right forward, right next to the door. It's on the right. And
hip level.
It's an unidentified. It's an unidentifiable stain.
And now
all the stains in here.
Now let's go in. Guys, go into the ladies' room.
Okay.
Oh,
We're going in there.
I think the ladies' room is going to be clean.
And you'll probably hear.
Hold on.
Me dragging the black light again.
All right, let's go in there.
Did I hear Beth Ann say that she thinks that the ladies' room will be clean?
Making our way. Let me knock on the door first. Here we go.
Why bother?
Are there any ladies in here?
Find Ms. Bobby in there.
Michelle Combs, my God!
Good heavens, no.
Well, all right, the room is clear of females right now, except for Beth Ann. Don, let me see if I can monitor Don on this speaker. Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, can you turn it up a little bit, Rob, okay?
I'm in Drover, New Mexico.
Don? Hi, Rob.
How are you? You want to know something about these cases?
That's good.
You do, don't you?
I'm here.
All right, we were hearing you loud and clear. Now, let me just point out that, first of all, you come into the ladies' room, and overall, into the naked eye, much cleaner. Purple wallpaper looks very nice. It just looks like a little more of a tidy environment.
Yeah. All right, turn off the lights and turn on the black light.
Turn on the light.
Ready? Okay.
And we're
going to
start our black light search.
Why don't you just stand right in the middle of the room? Let's see what we see.
Here we go.
Lights off.
See, the ladies' room is as bad as
the men. Oh, my God, there's blood!
Oh,
what?
So far, so good.
Only 4 days.
Well, you don't see a lot of stuff like you do in the men's room?
In we go. Here we go.
Are you going in the stall now?
Oh, wow.
Like going in a haunted house?
No, I mean...
Relatively.
No stains?
Comparatively?
Well, no, get close to that wall.
Oh, look at he's trying to find a stain.
Oh, here we go. Okay. All right.
Don, I have to tell you.
Yeah?
Remarkably cleaner. Not nearly the amount of residue. Men are pigs.
All right, now by way of comparison,
yes.
Right now, go back to the men's room, all of you.
All right. Back to the men's room. Everyone, back to the men's room. Go.
Hurry. Hurry, rush.
Now.
Hurry, rush.
Back to the men's
Fast.
Room.
There's no tomorrow. Run like to the...
We're walking across the hallway right now.
Right. Well, Rob...
Don, can you read...
Kidding, of course.
Mike?
All right, we're back in the men's room there. Now, here comes Matt, Buzz, Rob, and Beth Ann all coming in right now.
You know what? It's a matter of smell, too.
Yes.
It stinks in here.
It's a little gamier in here.
We're looking at things under a black
Hold
light.
Hold on. What, Don?
We're looking at things under the black light. So turn the lights off again.
All right, lights off right now. Wait. There we go.
And now, how much worse? How
go
many...
Go right into the stall again, Buzz, and let's see.
Oh, this is easy.
It's disgusting.
How many times worse is it than the ladies' room? 10 times? 50 times? 100 times?
Let's see. Look at the seat right there. Right there, right.
There's 8. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's a billion times worse.
A billion times.
Oh. Well, here you have it. The sample is complete, and we've concluded right now that ladies are definitely much cleaner than men are.
Sample is the key word.
But, Don?
Yes?
I believe we're dealing with a plumbing issue.
I think we're dealing with a man issue.
Well, it's a man issue, but it's also, I mean, we're talking about standing in many cases as opposed to sitting.
Listen, here's what we need.
The plumbing of the people, not the plumbing of the building.
Yeah. But here's the thing, guys. We need somebody with one of those swab or cotton ball tests to find out exactly what all those spots are.
Do you mean that we should have the stains analyzed?
Yeah. Yes, I do, Mike.
Very good.
Because... there's only one way to find out. Where's Joe? Just get him to lick some of them.
Oh! That's what I was going to say. A good CSI investigator can do it with his or her tongue.
Joe Arkenberger.
That's not blood, but somebody had peaches.
Well, while you guys are still in the John, is there any chance anybody could get a picture of any of this? How about at least a picture of everybody in the bathroom with the lights on?
How about all of us? How about a picture with the lights on of all of us in this stall? Can we do that? Let's all crowd in here, and I'll sit down.
Yes, that'll be good for your back.
All right, there we go.
Mike, you sit on the toilet.
All right.
Mike's having a seat.
Oh, and I'm going to miss the picture, though.
What's that?
I'm going to miss the picture.
Yes, this is true. Now, where'd they all go, Rob?
Beth Ann went to get the camera.
Back down to the producer.
I'm just ruminating for information.
Wait, I can't hear Don. Hold on.
I was saying...
Look, kid, the border's over yonder, just 60 miles. Why don't you light out? We'll join you. Promise you.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just playing the tapes.
That wasn't Don. That was Judge Melville.
We're waiting on the camera now.
Well, now I'm going to come down and get the picture, too.
What did you say?
A lovely picture.
I'm going to come get the picture, too.
Say that again.
I said I'm going to come get in the picture.
You're going to get the picture, too?
I didn't cut.
Okay, good.
You ass.
You are a lot of trouble.
Who's going to run the board while you're doing that?
I think Joe can.
Is Joe coming in there?
Joe's in here with me now.
How is he?
Hi, Joe.
He's fantastic. He's really bummed out about those bikes. He's really bummed about the Vikes. Okay, are you ready for me?
Yes, come on down. Yes, come on in, Beth Ann. Come on down.
Yours.
Come on down, Don.
Okay, I'm coming down. Joe?
Yes?
You got control of the Enterprise until I'm right back. Get my picture taken in the bathroom.
Got it.
Okay. Mike?
Yes?
Rob?
Yes?
Right, we're all here.
Phil?
Beth Ann, wait. We're waiting for Don. And Matt's got to take the picture because you've got to be in it.
Yeah, everybody.
All right, so don't take a picture yet.
Just don't lean against anything.
Now, Don is making his way down to the bathroom, and we are going to have our picture taken amid the filth, the incredible filth of the men's room. Where did Matt go? No, Joe is running the board.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
All right, come on in. We're all going to get the picture. Hi, how are you? Yeah.
Come on, Beth Ann. Come on, Beth Ann.
All right.
Here we go. And here. Here we go. Oops, hold on. The door is...
Right,
hi.
Here we go.
Hi, Matt.
All right, Buster. What do I do?
Stain. Okay, that's nice.
He said yes before he looked at it.
It did. I know he did.
That's nice.
I ate fried food today.
Pardon me, Mike.
Sorry, and Rob.
Beth Ann, none of the pictures.
Rob, will you shut that door, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
Button on here?
Oh, Mike, are you... Mike, what are you doing?
Huh?
What?
I'm not doing any... Anything.
Mike, hey, Beth Ann, guess what Mike's doing right now?
Well, he's got a paper in there and the door's closed over. What's he
doing? Hey, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
You want to hear what I do in real life? This is just a simulation, but this is what really goes on at the O'Meara household, usually about 8:30 or 9 o'clock every morning. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So long, dear friends.
Bye, boys. like saying goodbye to friends.
Okay, hold on. Let me run back to the studio.
Are we going back to the studio?
No, it's amazing that as long as we all work here, we still have hadn't had our picture taken.
I have no idea.
Isn't that exciting?
It's really great. I have the Christmas card done.
What the hell is going on?
There we go. I think Don's still talking.
Look,
hi, Joe.
I'm going to give you the microphone.
Hi there. Hi, Joe. Oh, here I am. Hold on.
Yeah.
Woo. There you go. Back in the studio. Here come the rest of them. Look at them. For goodness sakes. Come on back. Hurry back. Joe, we missed you in the picture in the bathroom.
That's okay.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
That's quite a beautiful picture we got for the website of you on the toilet.
I think it'll be lovely.
And all of us crowded around. Hold on, let me turn everything back. Let's see.
And over.
Okay, gotcha. So you're telling me that the ladies' room is not nearly as disgusting as the men's room, because I didn't see it without the black light.
I seem to remember that we did the same experiment, did we not? We actually went over there.
Five years ago.
It was much closer. This time, a tremendous differentiation between the ladies' room and the men's room. Men's room, absolutely as dirty as it's ever been. The ladies' room, a bit cleaner.
I think you can go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Maybe tonight, if not tonight, by tomorrow, we'll have the picture up. Hopefully some of those black light pictures of the stains, but if nothing else, a big group shot of all of us in the bathroom.
Yeah, that should be our official publicity photo.
What we need to do is figure out what women were here 5 years ago that aren't here now.
She still runs this place.
No matter what you say, I don't know what
Bobby Hollingsworth still runs this place.
Oh, I was talking about her.
She still runs this place.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about her.
You know what?
Godspeed, Donna.
None of us washed our hands. We were all just in that scuzzy, uggy bathroom.
I know.
And we all just ran right out of there to come running right in here and just touch everything.
We're filthy, dirty little people.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
In 3, 2, and 1. The southbound lanes of 95 all jammed up from the Beltway to an accident after Lorton. You'll also encounter more delays from Triangle to a crash just after Quantico. Your New Year's resolution starts with Gold's Gym. Join today and get 50% off enrollment or 2-for-1 when you bring a friend. Call 1-800-99-GOLDS or visit goldsgym.com today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, free FM 106.7 WJFK.
The Men's Warehouse winter sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
Doing business the right way every day.
If your New Year's resolution is saving money, hurry to Kuhn's Honda for big savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles. The area's fastest growing Honda dealer has huge savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles, and you'll be helping a worthy cause. During the 7th annual Kuhn's for Kids campaign, we're donating $50 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for every vehicle we sell.
Doing business the right way.
Customer first, you get $500 in service coupons, computer and internet access at the dealership, free car wash with each service visit, guaranteed availability of advertised specials, and this Kuhn's Honda exclusive, a lifetime warranty on any vehicle repairs we perform. Experience customer first and help St. Jude Children's Research Hospital when you buy at Kuhn's Honda in Manassas, Virginia. I-66 and Business Route 234 or grabthewheel.com.
The holidays are over. The relatives are gone. My house looks like it's hungover. And all I've got left besides the extra lemon cake, glug, and tinsel sticking to my shoe are the memories. The photos of Sis's twins freaking out on Santa's lap. The videos of the dogs being affectionate under the mistletoe. The music Uncle Eli gave me as downloads thinking he was so hip. And those games. Big fat apps eating up my hard drive. Sure, I binge during the holidays, I admit it. If media were measured in pounds instead of gigabytes, I'd be wearing size 18 jeans. Between all those photos, videos, games, etc., I must have gained 50 gigs. But today, I'm starting the new year right, starting with my desktop. I'm going to get a new Seagate hard drive and organize my life, at least my digital life. Suddenly, I'll have ample room for all my work stuff, life stuff, fun stuff. Hey, the holidays are over. Suck it up.
And now, buy any Seagate hard drive and get free downloads from Real Player Music Store or GameSpot.com. Photo prints from Shutterfly or movie downloads from MovieLink. See Seagate.com or visit CompUSA or Circuit City for details.
This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by GMRI.
With Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio. The Redskins in the playoffs, what do you think was the key to their being able to make it to the playoffs?
Defense.
and playing smart offensively. Mark Brunell had an outstanding year. Did not have good stats against Philadelphia Eagles in the last game, but he did the right things. He made the plays when he had to. They're where they wanted to be, and that is winning five straight. They knew they had to, and they come away with a big victory.
Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio.
GMRI, a Sun Microsystems iForce partner, knows the value of a good defense. Don't let disaster strike. Call the GMRI Sun Technology team for expert advice on continuity of operations, disaster recovery, and storage backup solutions. A full line of Sun product and GMRI services is available on SOUP 3, ECS 3, and GSA schedules. Keep your team in the game. Contact GMRI today at 800-232-4671 or on the web at GMRI.com. Check their website for career opportunities and score extra points when you join their winning team.
I've always dreamed of doing something great, like running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest. But with my bad back, it was all dreams. Until I got a Sleep Number bed. I set it to 30, the perfect level of firmness for my back, and I began to feel better and better. Now I'm ready to take on the world. Today, I'm running to the park and back. And after that, I'm climbing all the way up to the roof to fix some shingles. So it's not Mount Everest, but it's a start.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep. In fact, in clinical studies, 93% of back pain sufferers reported relief on a Sleep Number bed. Changing the way you sleep could change your life. Find the Sleep Number bed at a Select Comfort store today. Select Comfort stores are located in 15 major malls in the Baltimore and Washington area, including Towson Town Center, the Mall in Columbia, Annapolis Mall, and Marley Station. A Sleep Number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
For the mother of three who wants to be the mother of three bikinis. For the maid of honor who knows 240 guests will be staring at her raspberry taffeta backside. For the systems analyst who wants to be buff and brilliant. Whatever your dream with sport and health clubs, it's yours. What you need, when you need it, where you need it. Group classes that get your heart pumping, it's yours. Strength training and friendly professional trainers, it's yours. Extended hours that fit your schedule, all yours. So go ahead, join sport and health clubs and prepare for victory. Like when you ever so casually, but of course you didn't plan it, run into your ex. Sport and Health Clubs, it's yours. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS or visit sportandhealth.com for a free pass to any of our 26 locations, including the perfect club for you.
Get a jump start on your New Year's resolution. Join Sport and Health Clubs by December 31st for a $0 enrollment fee and save up to $200.
I'm always way ahead of the curve in knowing what's in and what's out. Leg warmers, they said they're coming back in, still out. Those big fuzzy boots, on their way out, ugh. But here's what's going to be in. The next big thing, Wisp. Yes, sir, Wisp is better than ever this winter. Easy to get to, there's always plenty of snow. Wisp has one of the largest snowmaking operations in the world. And they've added 10 new trails and 2 new lifts. With challenges for every level, the activity never stops. Terrain parks, the Bear Claw Tubing Park, a full event schedule. Wisp is surrounded by beautiful scenery and terrific accommodations. Wisp is the real deal. Don't look any further for a great winter vacation. Hey, if anyone knows about that, it's me.
Real fun, real Wisp.
Here's your chance to rest easier at Wisp. When you stay two nights, your third night is free. You can't beat that deal, so plan your trip today. To find out more, visit WispResort.com. Some restrictions apply.
You've waited all year for the best deal, and now they're finally here with Keep It Simple Pricing. And now, during the final days of Keep It Simple Pricing, we're making it easier for you to save even more. So get moving and grab a great deal on a great new ride. Drive home a 2006 F-150 regular cab, originally priced at $20,100, but now with the Simple Plan price, buy one for only $15,629. That's a savings of $44.71 off MSRP. Or choose a 2006 Ford Explorer XLS, originally priced at $29,400. But now with the Simple Plan price, buy one for less than $25,000. That's a savings of more than $4,400 off MSRP. So hurry up and get down to your local Ford dealer, because these offers end January 3rd. Offers vary by models, include cash back, and may require Ford credit financing. Availability varies by dealer. Prices exclude tax, title, and registration fees. See participating dealer for details.
Free FM. Time out.
Complete the saga with Star Wars Revenge of the Sith on DVD and continue the battles with Star Wars Battlefront 2, the video game, available now.
Barmy Wines and Liquors announces its biggest wine sale ever. For more info, please call Barmy Wines at 202-833-8730 or visit barmywines.com. That's BAMRY wines.com. Call today and save loads of money on your holiday party.
Start 2006 off by treating yourself to a new vehicle. Over the New Year's weekend, stop by Chantilly Auto Park during their year-end sales event and see all the great deals on Dodges, Fords, Toyotas, Chryslers, Jeeps, Infinities, Jaguars, and Land Rovers. Just visit any Chantilly Auto Park dealer this Friday through Monday and receive a free pair of tickets to the year's biggest event, the Washington Auto Show, at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center, Tuesday, January 24th through Sunday, January 29th. Get down to Chantilly Auto Park this New Year's weekend for weekday Washington Auto Show tickets while supplies last.
Find even more things to do at AOL.com.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hey, I'm Rachel Ray. I whip up a new 30-minute meal every night of the week, so I know how hard it is to come up with something different for dinner day in and day out. That's why I've written 365 No Repeat, filled with recipes for everything from super easy mac and cheese to sage and balsamic pork chops. It's the one cookbook you need to cook something amazing and totally different every night of the year. 365 No Repeat by me, Rachel Ray. You can count on it every single night. Find it wherever cookbooks are sold.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
Our guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do, and there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline, and although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do, and I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it, and so we're talking about another year here. And the end of the year gets very long because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this, until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. Even, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
A lovely woman.
I use Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine, you know, I get people. Well, I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right? About just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got four books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours on the bestseller list yet?
It's not yet. It's only been out 1 month, and the book, the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Same cover?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, you know, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
In New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan.
East side?
West side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like those.
Yeah.
It's really growing, that area.
Uh-huh. empty stores, you know. And you, these guys, these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years, now in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Damn right. Now, I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on? Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, here's Larry? Did you hear it, Robert?
No, I did not.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back. So we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Our numbers are 703-685-2177, and this is semi-hysterical. Yeah, we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. Last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back. We never came back. So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like that.
Agents.
Can't be and much interest to...
Couldn't have been... if you heard whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
Hey, we're back with our guest DJs, Beavis and Butthead. So, dudes, how about some music that kicks ass?
Cool. You said ass.
Kick ass. Yeah.
You wouldn't expect anything less from the Tri-County region's ass-kickinest radio station.
Ass. Yeah.
But before we get to the ass-kicking, Butthead, why don't you tell the folks about our next head-banging contest?
The teeth cooler.
Tenth caller.
Gets a free tattoo on his butt.
The Don and Mike Show. The best of Don and Mike.
I get a call from Rob, says, turn on Fox News. So I turn it on, and it's the show with the Mike Wallace's son.
Right.
Chris Wallace is the host. And it's about Watergate. And, you know, squeezing the last bit of blood from the rock, right. There is Mr. Magoo. G. Gordon Liddy.
Ah, yes.
Now, we got, said to Rob, we better roll tape on this.
Uh-huh.
Because he's feebed out. Let me describe his appearance to you to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And this was on the Fox Sunday morning show,
right.
In high def. Man, that dude is old.
Yeah.
He is getting old. He's getting crinkly. There was a lot of him just sitting and doing that old man thing where he just kind of has his beady eyeballs looking everywhere except where they're supposed to be looking. And they're talking...
easily distracted.
They're talking to him about Watergate,
uh-huh.
And he really, there's a shock, because you know that's why he's on, but he starts going down this road about, do you remember when
I'm sure they were sympathetic to him, because it was he was on the Fox News channel.
Not really, this guy, uh-huh. Chris Wallace, at one point, said to him, well, remember how Liddy used to say that Watergate wasn't really about them breaking in, it was about a call girl ring.
Yeah, that's what
right.
He was saying.
The whole point of that book, Silent Coup, that he sold for three
right.
years.
Right. The whole thing, it's what John Dean sued him for.
So here's,
right.
And here's the guy who's going to tell you why Deep Throat was good, why Deep Throat was bad,
right.
Why the guy's intentions were good or bad, a guy who was a Watergate burglar, and all this old, feeble man, who incidentally is still wearing his fighting ring on television.
Yeah. Of course. That's
my fighting ring.
Fighting ring. All he could do was talk about the call girl ring. Hold on a second. Here he is.
Not only does he have the blank look, he's also got a jacket that's too big for him and riding up in the back.
So he's talking about his agenda, the same agenda that he had when he was on this station.
Here's Liddy yesterday on Fox News Channel.
Mr. Liddy, let me try your patience a little bit more here, as well as Mr. Benveniste. Do you have all that much credibility when it comes to ethics, when it comes to observing the law?
Oh, hold on. Let me go to the first one. Lydia's Un-American. God, there's so many good ones here. We'll start at the beginning. Was Deep Throat wrong? This is what they asked Mr. Magoo.
Right.
G. Gwynne Liddy.
Mr. Liddy, was Mark Felt wrong to blow the whistle on the Nixon White House, or was he just wrong to go to Bob Woodward and the Washington Post?
I think he was wrong to go outside channels. If he thought that the channels were somehow dangerous to him, he could have gone to Congress. He could have resigned, gone to Congress. Both houses of Congress were in the control of the Democrats at the time.
Oh, shut up, old man.
Yeah, you wish he resigned.
Because the thing
with... if he resigned, the other guy wouldn't have resigned.
The thing with all these old farts now, this Watergate thing, is that they're all... Pat Buchanan, Liddy, they're all saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about honor.
Yeah.
It's about prison.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Kiss,
how honorable
kiss
is it to...
my white ass.
Yeah, honor to break in to your political opponents, you know.
Mike, that's we're crazy. Getting like 8 million calls about John Allerud. Hello? Don and
hey,
Mike
Don,
Show.
Mike.
Hi there.
I've gone to batting him because I believe it was in college. He didn't play minors, but he had a buddy get hit in the head with like a line drive.
Right.
And so he had like some sort of brain damage and he that day on he always...
Oops, I'm sorry. Well, I meant to have that one.
He seems to be expressing himself rather
but
well.
That's
so,
why he used to play for Seattle.
So he got a bad head injury, that's why?
Yes, so he swore to always wear a batting helmet for that.
Okay,
reason.
Well, he still looks goofy in it.
There you go. And that would indicate him getting hit in the head.
That's the sound of him getting hit.
This was because the program director just walked into the room like he's got anything to do with radio. Hi, Cameron. What's up?
Hi, Cameron.
Just walk in. We're on the air. What's up?
No, Rob said to come on the mic. I just wanted to remind you that whenever the show, the Liddy Show, we would take calls about Deep Throat, and people would ask, who is Deep Throat?
Mm-hmm.
He would say, there was no Deep Throat. It was a compendium of different sources.
Ah, that's right.
Or an amalgamation, or whatever the word was.
That was one of his things.
I find it funny whenever I see him on TV talking about it, when he always denied the existence of it.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's dancing that line, isn't he? Isn't he still trying to keep the company line that this was a conspiracy?
Hold on, here he was now. Here's a little bit more of this.
What if Felt and other FBI officials, remember, the context we're talking about is just before the 1972 presidential election, had gone into the Oval Office to see Richard Nixon, said, we know what you did.
Wouldn't it be great if you just said, Mr. Liddy, before you answer this question, seriously, last time you had a solid movement. The last time.
Yeah. Gordon, before you answer this question, what the hell are you looking at?
Focus!
Explain, could we have avoided the national nightmare of Watergate?
Well, because Richard Nixon had nothing to do with Watergate. But...
okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, Mr. Magoo.
Of course.
When you're fighting ring. Nah, Richard Nixon had nothing to do with Watergate.
The trouble was the cover-up.
Well, the cover-up is Watergate.
I don't think that would have avoided it. And before we get too excited about Mr. Felt, let's remember that 8 years ago, on the 25th anniversary of the break-in, Barry Sussman, who was the editor of the Washington Post at the time...
Old man says what?
...was the editor of Woodward and Bernstein, said, look, Mark Felt...
Man who eats Viagra says what?
...of anything.
Do you agree with that?
I think he provided some...
Oh, forget it. Let's go to the next one.
They're so bitter.
What is it?
I have a question for guys like that. When they are there, on their deathbed, when they're breathing their last, no matter how soon it might come, for some of them, do you think... I mean, Jesus, he'll still believe he did the right thing.
They create their own reality, and then they believe it.
That's right.
Oh, he'll believe it long after he's dead.
Jesus. Yeah. But it's great to watch him on TV, because we saw him every day for 10 years.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be amazing?
And we saw him deteriorate physically as a man over 10 years. And now to see him on TV, where he still is doing this crap, where he's dyeing his mustache, and he's doing the whole... I've got my fighting ring from when I was in the Giants.
Wouldn't it be something?
Nixon knew nothing.
If part of the deterioration of somebody meant that as they got older, everybody that they had to be more and more brutally honest. That,
yeah.
That, but it would be real truth. And if somebody was part of something where they were kind of spinning a situation,
as they
got older,
I lie.
That would be great.
You know, we were talking yesterday, what is it about Liddy that looks like he's decayed so badly? And I found it this morning is what it is. And it happens to a lot of old people. His ears are getting bigger. What is it with old people that their ears get bigger as they get older? And Liddy's ears now take up half
the size of his head. When you're talking about old people, and the fact is that I think it's shrinkage, right?
Oh, the head is shrinking, the ears are
shrinking. You're basically getting smaller. People lose inches, and that's the way it works.
Here's more of Liddy being credible.
Mr. Liddy, let me try your patience a little bit more here, as well as Mr. Benveniste. Do you have all that much credibility when it comes to ethics, when it comes to observing the law? Ben Bradley, the editor of the Washington Post during Watergate, said, you know, it wasn't all that long ago that Liddy was serving time for his role in the break-in.
Well, that's true. I was serving time for my role in the break-in, but the irony is...
What's the irony?
...that the Post, which should know by this time what Watergate was all about, still has not published and told the American people what it was all about.
Okay, now...
Hold on.
If you've never heard this before... This is where, if you're watching on TV, you're going to go, wow, this old man seriously has Alzheimer's. Listen to this, his explanation of Watergate.
Very good.
The guy that was the burglar that broke into the room.
Right.
And all the facts are in the files of the United States District Court in Baltimore, Maryland. This was an operation that was spying on a call girl ring.
You know, I don't want to go too far down this line. You've been found.
I know you don't want to.
Well, because you've been sued by a...
And I have won.
Well, you didn't win.
Yes, I did win.
In any case, I think that it's sort of inside baseball, and we're never going to know.
It's not that we are going to know. We do know. It's just that we refuse, we being the mainstream media, we refuse to tell the American people.
30 seconds to Mr. Benveniste.
So the guy Chris Wallace says to him, you're nuts, but hold on, we have a shorter version of it, right? Same thing, just a little shorter?
You know, I don't want to go too far down this line. You've been found.
I know you don't want to.
Well, because you've been sued by a...
And I have won.
Now, listen, when he says you have won, Chris Wallace is saying to him, no, you
didn't.
No, you didn't.
That's correct.
But Liddy is still on TV doing his, as I did. It was about call girl.
Right. You know, I don't want to go too far down this line. You've been found.
I know you don't want to.
Well, because you've been sued by a...
And I have won.
Well, you didn't win.
Yes, I did win.
In any case, you know, I think that it's sort of inside baseball, and we're never going to know.
We do know. It's just that we refuse, we being... mainstream media. We refuse to tell the American people.
All right, Monopoly Man.
Wow.
If you doubt for a minute that he is absolutely out of his mind, how can someone so conservative and so Republican go on the Fox News channel and pick an argument?
And he's got the guy there. He's got his butt boy, Chris Wallace, who is saying, and you have to watch the videotape where he's saying, hey, I don't think you want it. He's like helping him.
No.
We won.
I want to go down and talk about the call girls.
It's not inside baseball.
Don't you understand?
I won.
Grandpa, you're embarrassing yourself.
I want to strap myself to a tree.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thanks.
You guys were talking about John Oliver a little while ago. While those men's capri pants are a little faggy, I just want to let you guys know, in John Oliver's defense, he did have brain surgery, I believe.
Thank you!
Huh?
All right, he had brain surgery.
Thank you!
Thank you.
He had brain surgery. So that's why he's wearing the helmet? Because he had brain surgery?
I'll do some research on it.
Would you, Mike?
I certainly will. I'd like to know now that he's a member of the nation.
Thank you!
Gotta protect those brain stitches.
Donna Brank Show.
It's the juice
man. Brain juice. Hello.
The juice leak.
Is it me?
That's you. Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Put out the tarps.
Hello.
So the reason that old people's ears look bigger is because they never stop growing. Your ears and your nose never stop growing.
Cool.
Thank you. I remember hearing that once before. That's absolutely right.
Thank you, honey. And one more for the break. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Even if you don't lie.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I just want to thank you both for your service to our country.
I remember those days.
Am I calling number niner?
Yeah. And when Liddy used to work here at this station, every single call was, my new hated thing. Thank you for taking my call, which of course is his freaking job to sit here and wear his red Maynard D jacket and take your call. Then it would be, it's an honor and a privilege.
Yeah. Right.
It's thank you for everything you've done for our country. And can I have an autographed picture?
Yeah.
It's like, God, please, please shoot me now.
Same thing every time.
All right. From the pages of the New York Times.
Mr. Liddy, let me try your patience a little bit more here, as well as Mr. Benveniste. Do you have all that much credibility when it comes to ethics, when it comes to observing the law? Ben Bradley, the editor of the Washington Post during Watergate, said...
Good move going on this show, G.
Liddy was serving time.
You look good.
Right.
Well, that's true. I was serving time for my role in the break-in, but the irony is that the Post, which should know by this time what Watergate was all about.
Okay, so here's a guy that was, again, a guy that was there.
Mm-hmm.
What was Watergate really all about?
Still has not published and told the American people what it was all about.
What was it?
And all the facts are in the files of the United States District Court.
Yes?
In Baltimore, Maryland.
Right, G.
This was an operation that was spying on a call girl.
You don't want to go too far down this line. You've been
fined. I know you don't want to.
Well, because you've been sued by a...
And I have won.
Well, you didn't win. It was,
yes, I did win.
In any case. You know, I think that it's sort of inside baseball.
I won. Well, no, you didn't.
Yes,
win.
I did. I will always win. Breaking into buildings is right.
For a prostitution ring.
No,
a call girl ring.
You have to say it like you're 80. A call girl ring.
Call girl ring.
All right, my Cuban amigos. Put the tape on the door.
Now hang on, and Cameron Gray will give you a mechanically signed picture.
Oh, that's right. He had an autograph machine.
Thank you.
How great is that?
Wonderful.
How great is that? Nice going, Bob Hope.
Remember back.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
Me?
Seriously, Jim Gordon Liddy is this generation's Bob Hope.
That's
and
exactly
I don't mean,
right.
Oh, I don't mean he's beloved, and I don't mean he's an American icon. I mean... He is already eating baby food and going to the bathroom like a baby, and we are waiting for him and his little rabbit eyes to die.
Been on too long.
We are waiting for you to die, G.
Bob Hope's not going to like what you said, Don. He's not going
to
like
that. My apologies to Bob.
Yeah, Bob's spinning in his grave right
now. On Big Fox News Channel.
Man.
You finally got your big break. And you had to bring up the lawsuit.
Yeah.
And then Chris Wallace has to correct you, and you will not acquiesce.
It's little Danny Geronimo.
Really, put me down.
Don't worry.
Happy days.
I'm not putting you down, Bob.
Mm.
Bob, even as you are now, Bob Hope, dead and decomposing.
Yeah, right here.
You have more on the ball than G. Gordon Liddy does.
Ah, this is Bob for Dirt Hope.
Yeah, waiting for you.
Waiting for you down here, G-Man.
On the bright side, Gordon will not say anything to embarrass himself the next time he's relevant. I promise you that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, listen, here's the next time he's relevant.
Exactly.
And I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be after traffic at the bridge. And this would be after the Lost Dog announcements.
Right.
It'll be in the last break before they go to weather.
Uh-huh.
And in a sad note, noted Watergate burglar G. Gordon Liddy Day today died at 181 years old. No one gives a rat's ass. His ex-wife, Frances.
Okay.
All right, Brother Donald.
Yeah. Taking on three branches of the United States government. I'm not afraid of you.
And Diana, the lovely Diana.
Very excited.
It was wonderful when he was here.
I did see. What do you mean, live or at the station?
It was wonderful when he was at the station. We used to have these shows every day.
Yeah.
Talking about it before the show.
Ah, baby. But we weren't allowed to tell you.
Right.
And now we can.
Okay, we got a break.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.